Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
what you do. That's 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 what you do.
Yeah. Let me hear you say, 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 let me hear you say Legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grands include Team Perfect 10s, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Fem Queen Sex Siren. High Fashion Bombshell Strikes Again for $1,000. The Rich Bitch. Bitch Stole My Look for $1,000. Fem Queen Face. Bring Us a Cover Worthy of GQ Magazine for $1,000. Fem Queen Sexy Performance for $500. High Fashion Streetwear. Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin J.G. Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page, February 15th.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for female figure runway. $500 mini grants include open to all best dress, female figure face, Butch Queen European versus All American runway, Butch Queen legendary performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advanced purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Shelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.D. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you ratchet ass lame. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and tonight we are going to be talking about being exposed in the media. We were supposed to have Trisha Khan and Donna Balenciaga on the air tonight, as well, to give us a little bit of feedback about, you know, their ball coming up, Media Takeout Ball, February 15th in Washington, D.C., as well as, you know, some of the things that happen with the media and, you know, just a little bit of updates about their ball and why they chose Media Takeout as the theme, so forth and so on. But I do not think they will be coming on the air tonight because of scheduling conflicts within the time zone. I think they're on the West Coast handling business, and of course, this show is live on the East Coast, so I don't know. Hopefully they'll make an appearance tonight. Unfortunately, if they don't, I'm sorry if they don't, but the show will continue, and we still will continue with the topic. There's been a lot of talk in the press as well as being exposed in media with Phaedra and Apollo and all that bullshit. So we will be getting down to that as well as recapping American Horror Story, the season finale. So I want to talk about that too. And we will just sit here and gossip and spread the word together. So you guys have a lot of nerve up north sending all this cold weather down here to the south. Really? Like, why would y'all do that? Atlanta got hit with a storm yesterday, was it? And they just couldn't handle it. And today, this morning, I woke up to damn near hurricane rain blowing all over the place. It was like probably like a snowstorm outside, but it was rain. I guess all the humidity and heat down here turned all that snow into rain, and baby, it was all over the place this morning. Windows were vibrating, and bitch, everything was just going all over the place. I'm so glad to not be up north. All that shit that be going on. Sunny old Florida. Anyway, let's get the show on the road. I don't know where to go first, because tonight, the season finale of American Horror Story took place, and I do want to talk about it right off the bat before it just, you know, kind of lingers away. But then I know some of you late-ass queens out here just does not watch it live as it's on. You know, you want to TVR it and fast-forward through it and everything. So I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'll see how many people listen to it. I'm still waiting for some people. J-Rock, Shamika, you know, where are you girls at? But let's see who's on the line. And the first one in queue, this is interesting. All the way from the West Coast. Michi, you're on the air.
Oh, you want to play with me tonight?
Yeah. Huh? Maybe that sounded sexual, honey. It sounded very sexual if you want to play with you tonight. Girl.
I mean, you are my guilty. I already told you you're my guilty pleasure.
Really?
I see you enjoyed my videos. Did they bless you? On
what
Instagram?
Video? What do you talk about?
Oh, you just
about?
Like stuff? You just like it because you know it's me? Oh, that's a mess. See how she do, y'all? So Jazza really puts like on
you,
your Instagram?
Child. I'm only teasing you. Listen.
No shade. No shade.
Y'all girls are pressing my buttons already, honey. Ugh, I can't deal with these girls. Let me just leave it alone. Not you, Michi. I'm just talking about my phone and everything. I just can't handle it. You know what, Kelly? Kelly, if you listen and text me, honey, I just want you to text me. Give me a sign that you're listening because, sis, girl, all
I'm
going to say is
too.
Girl. I just need you to understand Kelly.
She might be on her jet, might be in the jet on her way to somewhere, I don't know. Who knows?
Let's see who else is on the line, honey. I gotta put these names next to everybody. Everybody's all over the place. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Jazzy, what's up, son?
Hey, Mother Radio.
I actually like that. Thank you, Precious.
You're welcome. I mean, you deserve it because you catch the most hell than anybody I know, other than Jasmine and Kelly, and it is no shade. And it's like y'all are only three that be on the radio show. That's what's so funny about it because everyone pays everybody up except for Alexis. She had a little hot moment. But they'll pay everybody else and will attack y'all learn. So it's no shade. You deserve Mother
Radio.
That's
funny. They can attack, mosquitoes attack, but what do you do when they attack?
Repellent.
What do I do when they
repel against them, honey? You just repel against them. If it doesn't, they don't make any sense. They can do all the attacking that they want.
But y'all never really thought about that, though. It's like y'all the only three that actually be on here talking and stuff. The way they come at y'all, they don't attack nobody else. They may say a little call in and say something crazy or funny, but they will attack y'all through every social channel they can get through.
You know what they all can do for me, right? We all know what they all can do, each and everybody that has an issue.
Kiss
I'm Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Michi.
Long time no chat.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, what's going on? Jason, what you mean?
Justin, what are you doing, Justin?
I'm chilling, drinking a glass of wine, and recovering from American Horror Story, the finale. I'm gagging.
Wow.
Did you see it, Michi?
You said what now?
No, it comes
Michi,
on.
Did you see it?
No, not yet. It'll be on in an hour.
Wine sounds
Jason,
real good
did you
right
see
now.
It?
I saw the end, but I didn't see the beginning, so I got to see the beginning.
The beginning was real good.
So, but y'all can talk. I'm not one of those people that it'll be ruined if you talk about it. So, I mean, it's all over Facebook anyway.
I mean, out of respect for Michi, I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to do it like that.
That's my style.
Girl,
I talk about
queen,
what I want
honey,
in front
say
of
say that, queen. We're going to talk about
it. Better stop
queen.
Doing his
I guess what I will say,
Facebook,
if you ever...
I know he better stop doing that.
If you want to, if you really like 90s videos or 80s videos, you'll have a nice treat with the beginning of that intro. I thought that was real interesting.
Yeah, it was really good. The very beginning was good. All right, let's see who some of these callers are really quickly. 843-601, you're on the air. Okay, honey, because you listening off the speaker and all the rest of that stuff.
They're starting that mess again tonight. They press one and they want to believe in the phone.
336-989, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
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 Okay, because I made some notes here. I want to talk about last night.
Oh, okay.
Because this course was may have been tears of child's finest moment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, was it Naima that said God is love?
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more proud. I could not be more proud. That was she just knocked that whole thing right out of the park. She was right on point. Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Then I want to say, you know, it's people in maybe the ballroom community and in the gay community that really don't know that, I'm sorry, but gay is beautiful. Gay is beautiful.
Okay.
If you say you're not something ugly, you're not something sinful, you're not something evil, gay is just as beautiful as anything else.
That's right.
That's right.
And the gay pastor and his husband, that's a role model.
Uh-oh.
That's a positive role model.
But my name is Justin. I'm the one that had the issue with the gay pastor and his role model, being just the gay pastor and his first man. I think it's more of a situation is how I personally was brought up and what I believe in. I don't have any qualms with my sexuality or how I feel about me being gay or anything like that. I would not be able to receive that word like that. I know it wouldn't. It would be a distraction for me. So, yeah, we always have to think about in some respect that everybody thinks and processes things differently. And if I know for me that's going to be a distraction for me to try to go to a church like that, I just wouldn't go.
Oh, well, but I just think gay people need to know that gay is beautiful too. And gay sex.
Lady, can I ask you a question? Are you gay?
Me?
Yes.
Me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. And how many times have you been listening to the show, sweetie?
Huh?
How many times have you been listening?
How many times about what?
How many times have you been listening to the show?
Oh, wow. Now, I've called in several times.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Carl, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold. And I need a moment.
Jasmine, I need a moment. I'm going to put myself on hold for a minute.
No, Jason. Stay right there. This is your fault. It's your fault. You stay right there. But you know what? I'm not going to do that to the caller. Because you know what, caller? If that's what you felt that you needed to bring yesterday's episode into tonight's episode, by all means, do it. The only problem that I have is I didn't hear last night's episode, so I'm not really aware of what took place. So it's like, you know, pay. But I'm sure you guys do, so maybe I should have just put my headphones down and walked away as you guys talked about it, because I don't know what you guys are talking about as far as gay pastors.
We got into a conversation about spirituality.
On a Tuesday night during Trash Talk Tuesday.
Naima got on the line and it took a turn and then we just rolled with it and we kind of it was interesting. We got to talk about gay pastors.
Naima said something about God and love last night. Naima. Naima, you know what? I'm about to change this whole topic. Since Shauna and Trishe ain't calling in tonight, maybe we need to change the whole exposed topic to what the fuck is going on? Naima gave a shout out to the Lord? Ain't this the same one that be posting on? Oh, hell no. Let me look outside, because they said when hell freezes over and shit. And you know, Florida be hot as hell, and it is kind of freezing outside. So, is hell freezing up? What the fuck is going on? Melissa.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
girl,
what's going on? Hey,
what's up, Mother?
Hey, Mother.
Honey, give me an update, girl. Give me an update. What's going on?
Nothing much, actually. Like, I was keeping it a secret, but I just got done doing an 8-hour test and an essay that I had to do for my school that I just registered for to see where they're going to place me at for my master's degree.
I know that's right.
And I was going
through
it right
now.
Girl,
I'm talking about giving me an update on my email, giving a shout out to God.
Oh, my God, honey. Let me tell you something. Don't even start that today, please, because I was gagging yesterday. So they got so
disappointing
so bad.
Ain't nothing wrong with that email turning a new leaf. That's right. Work, my email. Finally, you have come to the light.
Naima, where you at, girl?
I am so old school. I'm not going to say what I really want to say because it will just turn into a Naima takes things personal, honey, but I ain't gonna say it. Maybe leave it alone this thing, because if I say what I really want to say, Naima will just gag. Who else we got here? All right, you pressed one and you shouldn't press one. You're making my board look messed up, so I'm hanging up on you. Call back in so you can go to the bottom. Jesus Christ. I don't know who y'all are. 980255, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, it's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, how are you, darling?
I am ready for y'all to talk about American Horror Stories because I actually watched the finale tonight. And I have so many questions because, you know, I really wasn't watching, and I'm confused a lot. But
a lot of people didn't. Melissa, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it, actually, but, I don't know, I'm kind of, getting over it.
It's over with, honey. It's over with. If you're over it, it's over with. There ain't no more coming on. That's it. That's done.
No.
Honey, I don't see your number, sweetie. You saying you calling from a 718 number. You ain't pressed one because ain't no other 718s up there. My darling Brian is in queue. Oh, there you go. I see you. Hi, Joelle. How are you? Hold on. Hi, Joelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Did you see it?
No, I'm watching it now.
How far have you got into it?
I was a little bit busy earlier. I haven't at all. I was actually press play now, but somebody was about to talk about it, so I put the phone down.
Okay. Yeah. Marcus, we want to talk about it, but I don't want to ruin it for nobody else.
Well, did
you
want to
wait
and watch
a little?
The show?
No, not just him. Marcus, there's other people. Michi didn't see it. I don't know.
Okay, we have the reason because they haven't played it. But they showed it at 10 o'clock and 11. They came right back on. So, I mean.
Michi's in California, so, you know, it's just the 3-hour difference.
Marcus knows what
it's
on, three hours on
behind
there. Don't try me. But y'all can go ahead and talk about it so I know what to look for.
Okay, private caller, you're on the air.
Hello!
Hey, Granny.
I didn't know if I was off mute. I was about to head out the door. But I want to send a shout-out to the House of Fowler. And then one more thing, honey. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. I don't know. When did this become a religious show? And everybody
don't
believe the same thing. Y'all think famous, man. We can go on and do a religious show and have a debate. So I don't need to hear about all this other shit. I listen to this show to hear about the foolishness.
Well, Granny, last night I went in the direction that the spirit took me, and that's where the spirit took me, so that's what we talked about.
Well, Jason, you know how I am. You are already on my page, and you be seeing my postings now.
I know, and one of these days I'm going to actually call in and listen to your show. But just so
I don't talk about religion on my show. I have an author of several books that come on there and do lectures about religion on Mondays and Fridays. I ain't trying to plug my show, but you the one brought it up.
Wait, Granny, you got a show too?
Yes.
I haven't had a show as long as 10 and Chops. Where the hell you been?
I've been on there
just as long as your ass have been.
But, Granny, I'm not trying to
be paying attention to this stuff. I don't pay attention.
I don't post in your room and do all that madness because Granny ain't grabbing like that.
Oh.
Well, Granny, if you posted in there, everybody wouldn't know who you are anyway. So.
Right, so I ain't going to do that then. Thanks for reminding me, Jason, because I get to smoking weed and been slipped up.
Well, Granny, I would like to listen to your show, though. How can I listen?
I got a Granny Ganja page on Facebook.
Granny Ganja.
Yeah, Granny Ganja. That shit you love to smoke, Michi.
No. Granny, this is Marcus. I've never smoked a day in my life. Can you smoke ganja
you
for me?
You need to smoke, goddammit.
Can you smoke ganja for me? I'm slow.
I smoke for you and everybody else. And yeah, Jasmine, I want to tell you, you get to talking about these damn TV shows so goddamn much. I wanted to know what all the fuss was about. So I started watching American Horror Story and The Walking Dead. And I got hooked.
You see? Mama
but
knows
I don't want you
honey.
Talking about the American Horror Story yet because I ain't seen the finale.
Because you are the supreme brain.
All right, but can we say this, Alice? Who do y'all think will be the next supreme? Will rise to the next supreme?
I already told you they had the finale, so shit, if it wasn't on the finale, I guess we ain't going to know.
We know who the next supreme is. Honey.
Who's right. next supreme?
One final word, Balenciaga.
That's probably why you live here, Marcus.
Please
you
don't bring Bishop on here tonight,
no, I actually started watching it earlier, Jasmine. I was just gagging.
Bishop, wait a minute now. Please don't bring Bishop on here tonight, because he done turned into a full-fledged woman for 21 years. I can't take it no more.
Oh, my God. I so love you, Granny.
But anyway, Jasmine, go put me back on mute. I got to take my dog out.
All right, darling. I'll talk to you in a few. My God, y'all, oh, my God, there's so many people on. Okay, child, y'all, but, okay, first of all, the chat room is damn near packed. I don't know, okay, let me explain something to y'all, because I got a lot of calls this morning about last night's show. I'm not going to harbor on all that other stuff. I want to harbor on the technical stuff. You people may be hearing and seeing a lot of new callers that are listening to the show. One thing that you guys don't understand is we have been here for a long time, many years, and with the popularity of the show, we have built and built and built, as well as with the way technology is and social media, we are now being broadcasted pretty much all over the world. We have callers and listeners and people that download the archives all over this world itself. I look at the stats. We have people in Japan, Australia, London, all over that are listening, as well as a part of what we do. The difference is, you know, the time zone. You know, we may be on the air at 11 p.m. on Eastern, but of course, in those other countries, it could be a few hours before, a few hours after, the next day, so forth and so on. But we have a lot of people. That is something. We're not that small like we used to be. We have a lot of people, and with that comes a lot of drama. Okay, it's like the more money you make, the more problems you have. With the more listeners that we have, we are going to draw an audience of haters as well. I did get a lot of feedback this morning in reference to a lot of haters that were calling in and attacking and stuff. That's what people will do. That you see it all over the place. That's just how they are. You see it on, like I said, so with tonight's topic, social media. I mean, these, you know, guys blogs and video blogs and World Star and Media Takeout and stuff, just look at the comments, you know. And those comments come from people who are just pretty much hiding behind a screen name, as like the fake profiles. And, you know, these callers will hide behind private numbers. They are all over the Blog Talk website, and Blog Talk is promoting the show, as well as the hashtags that are out there, as well as on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram and stuff. And these people are bored. They have nothing to do, so they're going to call and tune in, and they're going to hear us on the air. When they hear us on the air, what the fuck y'all think they're hearing? They don't understand our lingo. They don't understand. I was at the gym today, and I told my trainer, he's like, okay, after working out with him for damn near 45 minutes to an hour, he's like, okay, I want you to go now walk a mile on the treadmill. I was like, child, I got to go. I got American Horror Story, I got a radio show to do, and all the rest of this. A radio show? You do the radio? What's that? Can I listen? Baby, this is way above your head. You wouldn't even get it. You wouldn't even understand. They don't understand what we do. They don't understand our lingo. They don't understand what we are doing here. So, of course, they're going to call in and read and call us every fag in the book, and all I they hear is gay people and make gay comments and racist comments. That's all they do. I'm a gamer. I'm all over PlayStation, Xbox, and stuff. That happens on there as well. That's all people do is hide and use that outlet to attack. So I do apologize if that's what you guys are hearing. There's really not much that we can do about it. And the only thing that I can say is ignore the stupidity. And that's all I can say to them. Is ignore to the listeners, our avid listeners, ignore the stupidity. And as we talk about stupidity, let me give you a taste of what I'm talking about. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I don't know which one this is. I'm just calling to see what grown-ass man calls into the radio show like a fucking granny, to sound like a granny.
Granny be no his kids, though.
She's one of our characters.
Oh, and actually, that's a female. That's not a grown man. That's actually a real woman.
Honey, unmute granny, honey.
Oh, okay.
But you can ask her. Granny, this caller has a question for you.
Yes, honey.
I knew you was a man.
Granny. Granny says she's walking her dog. She'll press the one again. But caller, you shouldn't do that. She's a character. I mean, when you listen to different radio shows, there's
yeah,
always
she
different
is a character.
On there.
I don't get life off that.
Why you hating on Granny for?
Is she hating on me, girl?
How's she
hating
on you?
Who is Granny? Who is talking?
Okay. Both of y'all are private numbers, so it really doesn't matter. Okay, caller, good night. Like I just said, y'all heard what I said a few minutes ago. Right? Private caller, y'all on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm masturbating to your voice right now.
Are you? You're masturbating to the wrong voice, honey. Because let me stop. But I told you guys. See, this is exactly what I was just addressing. See, you see what I'm saying? I was just addressing this. Now we have callers from the chat room. Let me give you guys a taste. Hobo Eater Number One, you're on the air.
I sit down when I pee. There's nothing that crazy about me. I'm just taking a whiz. Mind your own biz. Why is everybody always staring at me?
Oh. Okay.
Right, bitch. Here we go again.
So, y'all understand where I'm going. You know, y'all have to excuse the stupidity. That's just a part of the process. Code Monster 101, you're on the air.
What is up, you fucking slut? What are you guys doing right now?
What are you doing?
I'm just listening to beautiful ass bitches on this show right now. I mean, what is up with these callers, though? I don't even know what's going on.
Where are you from?
Well, you're a caller. Tell us what's up with you.
Well, I'm not one of those callers, you know what I mean? I'm not one of those callers.
But you're a caller. You're listening. You've seen the hashtag, so you know what this radio show is all about. So evidently your curiosity brought you on the air, didn't it?
I'm just kidding. You're all a bunch of faggots, so, I mean, what the fuck is this show even about?
Yeah, and we're a whole bunch of faggots, but you clicked on the link knowing that it said a whole bunch of faggots, and you still came on the air.
I see.
Yeah, we see, too. Good luck, darling. Good luck. See what I mean?
Mm-mm. How lame is it for a bitch to sit there? I mean, it is a Wednesday night at 11 o'clock at night, and you have nothing better to do but listen to something that you're not interested in. That is very lame.
Okay, so what did the girls do back in the day at 11 o'clock when they had nothing to do? They called the chat lines and all the rest of that bullshit. Mm-hmm.
That was lame, too, bitch. That was lame. Y'all girls was lame.
Yeah.
They called the chat line.
Yeah, didn't somebody call the chat line? I heard somebody was on the chat line last night.
They was on the chat line and they was on the party line, and they must have realized, they didn't realize when they press one for the chat line, it also presses one for us. So it put them in the queue. So when I took them off mute, you could hear them saying, "You're on the Raven. Press one for the back."
All right.
The live
room used to
be cute.
954-210, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey, bro. I'm Tony.
Hey, Tony.
How are you, Tony? Trail Lightning, where you at?
Well, you mind if we discuss the video games?
Yeah, we can discuss video games. You definitely need to trail Lightning because you didn't block your number. Go ahead.
Wait, what happened?
What type of games do you
play? Let's talk about video games.
Yeah, okay. So, what's your expectations for the Elder Scrolls Online when it comes out? Are you interested in this?
I'm
not into those types of games.
I play World of Warcraft. I'm playing it right now. I play Sword Tower. I play Aeon. I'm thinking about getting it. I just don't know how it's going to play when you're talking about getting on a PlayStation 4 or Xbox. So I'm kind of confused about it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be cool. I think some of the action, the different things that they're bringing forth with this game will be different, but I hope it doesn't fail like Final Fantasy did or Guild Wars.
That's not why he's calling. Justin, he's not calling for that. Baby, you looking for the hookup? I can get you all the games you need for $75 each. How you doing?
I need a hookup.
Wait a minute, Marcus. You got that kind of hookup. I need to talk to you. No, girl, we were going to scam him out his money, bitch.
Oh. You'd have got a blank CD, bitch.
Okay, let me ask the caller a question. Caller, are you seriously asking questions about
video games?
What video game is this right here? I want you to tell me what video game is this I'm playing.
He's gone.
These are like just white guys that are playing around on the phone. They don't have nothing else to do. So they're just doing it.
Hello?
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 Oh, how's it going?
It's going great.
It's going good. How are you?
Are you
talking
to voice
sexy?
Okay. The next private caller, you're on the air.
I'm going to shove a sweet potato up my ass and then clench it with my Kegel muscles until it mashes.
You want to put the 300? No, baby, you got to put the $300 on the table first.
Now I'm going to poop it into a pan. And then I'm going to put some
you fucking nasty. Get the fuck out of here.
No, we need our $300 first. It. You will not get off. You're not, no fantasies tonight. No play without coin.
All right. I'm only going to take one more private call, and then I'm getting to the show. Private call, you're on the air.
I can't do it.
You can't do it?
Can't do it. Well, go ahead and kill yourself. Nobody loves you.
Yeah, but it works for giving us some motherfucking ratings, making our motherfucking ratings go up, honey.
I'm going to be honest. What's really weird is a lot of people, like, I play those type of games. I play those role-playing games. That's what I love to do. I pay my monthly subscription to those type of things. But what's really weird is they have a lot of people in those type of games that are really, really, they're really, I will say, just racist. And they will, when they find out you're black, because they use, like, voice chat. It's called Ventrilo. And once they figure out you're black, you'll get on there with them and try to talk because you have to do whatever type of the gameplay is. And they will call you, straight up call you a nigger and kick you off the line. And I'm dead serious. So something I've never experienced before, that you're playing a game and then you take hate into a video game. It's really weird.
Yeah, it used to be like that on Yahoo chat when we used to play Spades. And we'd be like, oh, nigga, we'd be like, you underbidding and shit. And they'd be like, oh, you black, you a nigger, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, 202-674, you're on the air.
It would bleep out the cussing words.
crazy callers. I would just want to talk about the show of the Coven, that's all.
Okay, I'm gonna keep you right there. Let me go to stay right there. I'm not gonna mute you, sweetie. Bishop, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Hey, Bishop.
Hi, Bishop.
It's been a long day for me, but Rick, I hear everybody talking about this. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm a social climber. But I see on YouTube, I see on WorldStar.
You're a social climber?
Listen, I see on WorldStar and on YouTube and on other sites that have the videos like Tumblr. You're gonna get racism comments, whether it's something funny.
Racist.
Have you ever looked at something funny on YouTube or WorldStar, and then it's just like that one person, and you got an account with them, it's just that one person that starts, that one person that is racist that says something so dumb out their mouth, and then everybody end up commenting to it. I'm going to let you know something. I laugh at it. You know why? Because it's like anything else. Remember last night, the dude came on, and I told him, does he eat ass? I entertain him a little bit because it actually makes the show much go more better, and they actually call in, and the thing is, they keep calling in and calling in. It's only helping out the show, and it's only helping out the show's numbers.
Yeah, it definitely does, and, you know, that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're definitely giving us the ratings. You know, that's exactly, it's like watching something –
It's like watching something on TV, and all they want to do, all you want to do is watch it and read it. But you know, what are you doing? You're still watching it. So, I mean, that's what it all boils down to. So, for all you haters that are listening to the show, thank you for listening. And I'm not just talking about all you racist new people that are listening. Even y'all ballroom fucking bitches that are listening. All y'all icons, legends, and all y'all people that hate on this show and hate the hosts and the hostesses and all the rest of these people, thank y'all for listening, too, because y'all listen. And without y'all, we would not be here. So thank y'all for listening. Now, let me ask everybody on the line the question, because this is where we're at. This is a prime example of tonight's topic being exposed. When we have social media out there exposing the community for what it is, all the attacks and everything that's happening, we can go into that topic right now, or we can get into Coven really quickly and then get into that topic. Where do you guys want to go first?
It doesn't matter to me.
Michi, anybody? I mean, do y'all want to do it? I mean, we can get into Coven while it's fresh in our heads, and then...
No, what's the question?
Okay, there. What's the question about what?
You're saying about the, before the coven.
Well, it's not a question. I wanted to talk about, you know, the way video, the way that we have these gossiping blogs and video blogs exposing the community. Just a prime example of, you know, they want to quickly put somebody out there, put videos up or talk about, you know, a girl that's in the picture, how she's a transgender or this one is gay. And all the comments that are underneath, it's like we can't do nothing without being attacked. Like, we're doing this radio show, and yet we're being attacked by listeners, by people that are out there. So, you know, how do y'all feel about all that? You know, what do we feel? What how does that show that there is so much racism and discrimination out there, still with the gay bashing, the attacks? Do you think that people need to tone it down? Do you think that we should still go back in closets? It's a lot that we can talk about with this.
I think with the being able to be on the internet and have, I guess just like the Blog Talk Room, the official ballroom, you know, you can say whatever you want to say behind a computer screen or at home on your couch. You know what I'm saying? You can be as ugly and as nasty as you can. Now, the only thing is, when you put yourself out there, you put yourself out there for those type of reactions and attacks. You know what I'm saying? And if you put yourself out there for the open, you know, I guess if you put yourself open like that, then you should expect that not everybody's going to be kind and nice and things in the things that they say. So, yeah, you know, I do, for me personally, I just couldn't do it. It would drive me crazy. I don't deal in those type of things. But anybody else?
Yeah, me too. I think more light is shed upon the negativity than the positivity. And some people are strong enough to take that, you know. Some people are strong enough to take negative comments and, you know, do that. But a lot of the positive things you don't hear much of, or it's not a lot of light shed upon and stuff like that. So I'm a spiritual person, and I like to hear nice things, and I try to keep my life as nice and positive as I can. But, you know, a lot of things are said that are negative that people seem to gravitate towards, it seems like to me. I don't know.
Well, I think that, you know, what you put out there, like you guys are saying, what you put out there, you know, can be, you know, incriminated on you. But then on top of that, if you have a goal and you have some type of atmosphere and you have somewhere where you want to go and you have somewhere where you want to, some dream you want to accomplish, you're going to have these type of things happen to you. So you need to prepare yourself. If I can take everything that everybody has said about me when I made wrestling videos, if I can take everything that everybody has said about me in the past, then I damn sure can take everything and be unbothered with any of the compliments and any of the comments and laugh at it, whether it goes social media, worldwide, or whatever. That's just for me. But I think you pay it, because when you pay it, you get your blessing. You get your blessing when you pay it. Even if you say something positive, it's always going to come back as a negative from your positive comment to a from your positive post to a negative comment. So I just believe that once you get over, once you get over being unbothered with it, then your blessings start to come. Then your money start to come, and that's basically where I'm at with it.
How do you guys feel about, I'm going to start with, World Star Hip Hop. How come do you guys feel World Star is just so popular right now?
Oh, it's popular because of the models that they have on there, the sex that they sell on there. They sell sex, and that's what makes it.
I think it's past the sex part, honey. That's
promotion, rap.
That.
You can put your videos on there.
Yeah.
Michi.
I'm here.
Do you watch World Star?
Yeah, the little internet thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I don't know which World Star he looking at, but the one I'm looking at ain't selling you no sex.
No, they have World Star models.
What do you think?
One thing with World Star here, Hip Hop is giving you tea around the global world, whether it be celebrity, community, two fools fighting, two fish tearing it, somebody don't got robbed, somebody don't got popped. I mean, it gives you every and anything that you want to know or see almost.
Okay.
From sexual activities being exposed to everything. It's World
Star.
So what
do you get your life off of on World Star?
The fights, I ain't gonna lie.
Me too.
Okay, the fights. Jason, what do you get your life off on World Star?
To be honest with you, Jasmine, the only time I actually will go on World Star is when I'm tagged on stuff, because I don't think that I don't particularly like that site. I think that site needs to be shut down because it promotes ignorance all over, not just our ignorance, but white ignorance, just ignorance, and period. And I just think that it's just that me. Oh, is that my phone?
Somebody got a speaker.
Hello?
Somebody mute your phone because we hear your speaker. Yeah, but Jason, you're right. It does promote a lot of that stuff, so you're not an avid fan of it. Okay.
No.
Justin?
This is how I feel. On one hand, I don't see it. Every once in a while, I might get something and get linked to it or whatever. But I think that as a black man first, it's more of a detriment to our community than it is anything positive. Yeah, I think on a global scale, it's good to be able to get communication as far as things that are going on and breaking news or whatever. But it has gone from getting, Michi was saying, the tea about things to just random-ass hood rats fighting in the street and whatever, and it promotes them to try to do that type of violence. And
so they can be on World Star.
Yeah, and it's bad that's the case, but they're not using it for anything positive. Every time you turn around, it's somebody getting knocked or you're exploiting something that's going. I don't use it. I don't use it for several different reasons, but it is what it is. If it's not going to be that, it's going to be something else. So I would say I wish it was something positive at some level.
Marcus?
Why do I think it's so famous? I think it's famous because of the violence, the fights, the things as such.
Are you a fan of it?
Not at all, not at all. I will watch it if somebody sends a link, watch this or something like that. But I actually just think it's a breeding ground for for intolerance. Because the few times I have been on there, I see people who were like, oh, that's why they're monkeys and they should be caged. And it's further perpetuating stereotypes of blacks. We're kind of, you know, perpetuating stereotypes and just giving them a space to really just attack us and read us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Melissa.
I totally agree with what everybody said, but y'all cannot act like y'all do not like the entertainment on there, all the fights and all of that stuff, because y'all be living for the tea and the fights and stuff in the ballroom. And, I mean, I think it's just a form of entertainment, and I kind of enjoy it because I get on that site often, and I like that site. I mean, it is, you know, I think it does, like, you know, that site, seeing people, like, on there all the time, people's going to be like, world star. But, I mean, like, it's going to happen anywhere, and negative comments is going to come from everywhere. Like, people is going to say that no matter what site it is or what people do. Like, any fight, any place, like, you're going to have negative comments.
Yeah, we see it tonight. You know, we're not World Star, but we get the negative comments. You're right. Joelle, how do you feel about World Star?
I think it has become over the years, like, there's this whole little pedestal where people just go on there. And they post a lot of things on there. But it's mostly, like, fights and all this negative stuff on there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do get on there because I listen to, like, underground artists and people that, you know, people that are not really heard of. But it's become a very negative thing.
Well, see, I didn't even know that aspect of it was on there, because all I've ever seen was, like, to me it's just, like, World Star is, like, for a way for people to try to come up, to try to make it. They didn't make it to YouTube. Or they do a World Star would get them there quicker than YouTube would get them there.
Yeah, like, they have music on there. They have, like, underground artists on there.
That's okay. If you go to the real website,
and
like, on your phone or whatever, or probably just the link, you're not going to see the full website.
And the crazy thing was that
I was on there
the other day, and Kelly was on there fighting this guy. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. They put the bottom stuff on there. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, we were going to get into that.
You didn't ask me, Jazzy.
Go ahead. I was coming to you, Bishop. Bishop.
No.
I was talking about another question. But
oh, no.
This is my thing. My thing is that World Star... This is what World Star was made for, y'all. World Star was made for underground artists. Like, World Star was made for you to promote your rap, your singing, and also promote your modeling. If you notice that, you see a lot of World Star modeling females on there that now are video vixens. World Star is a double-headed, it's like a double-headed devil, a double-headed dragon. When I tell you a double-headed dragon, we are the people. You hear me? We make World Star. They sat there and said, okay, if they want to make a fool of themselves, shoot, it's making us a lot of profit. So we're going to let them post their anything that they want to post that they see in the streets. We're going to let them make an account.
And
we're going to let them post anything that they want to. But our main goal was to get people out there. Our positive goal was to get people out there that wanted to be stars. Wanted to be stars. They wanted to, you know, be known, or they wanted to get famous, or they wanted to somebody to see them.
Can I just say something? She said, what do you think about World Star Hip Hop? Not what is about. I think, like, if people is going to put themselves out there and make a fool, like you said, and make a fool of themselves, then, honey, I'm going to laugh at them straight like that. Like, if you're going to entertain me and make a fool and fight, and you put yourself in those predicaments. You put yourself in fights and gossips and all of that stuff, on arguing with people on Facebook and going back and forth. Like, you put yourself into problems. Like, people, problems just don't come.
Okay,
you know?
hold on, yeah. Yanni, I know that, dude. I'll put y'all private.
No, that's my baby.
I get what both of y'all are saying, though. I do get what both of y'all are saying, and I do agree with what both you guys are saying 100%. I'm going to get to my point in 1 second. Let me get to the young lady. I don't know your name. What is your name?
Lauren. I'm sorry. Lauren Finmore.
Hey, Lauren. What is your opinion on it?
It's cool, you know, like, I never really used to get on there until a couple years or whatever ago. And, I mean, it's cool. I mean, you have your negative things, you have your positive things on there, but I just hate the comments. It's so annoying to see people say first
yeah.
post or something like that, second post. Like, come on, just talk about the video or whatever at hand. But I love to see the models come up on there. I mean, a little bit, some of the models be a little risque with what they're doing and everything, but I love to see the performers, like, actually performing and stuff like that. And so the fights be kind of good, you know, but I hate when people just be randomly post up videos and no one known that they taped or anything. I'm like, these people do not know that this person is taping them.
Exactly.
I be like, I feel mm-hmm. so sorry for them. And then they just out there broadcast it, not even knowing, you know, someone is taping them. Like, so people themselves, like video people that want to be these, you know, these people in the background want to come up some kind of way with taping some random stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's crazy.
This is my thing about Worldstar. And, you know, when it comes to it, I think that, you know, kind of like Melissa said, you know, these people put themselves out there. They want to make a fool of themselves and stuff. And, you know, if that's what they do, that's what they do. But one thing about it is I'm not going to cater to it. I'm not a person that has to daily look at Worldstar. I'm not going to look at it. I know that there are people, and that's what they do. They get on Worldstar, and they are looking to see what is the latest thing that is on there. I know people that get a kick out of the fight. They love seeing the fight. I'm not into that because the bottom line is you're making a fool of yourself, and I'm not going to support that. You know, people, the only time I watch Worldstar is when somebody says, come look at this, come look at that. You see the people singing. Sometimes they singing and they look like complete idiots. They know they look like idiots. They sound like idiots, but they're on there and they just look a fool. But on the other hand, you have some really talented people that are mm-hmm. on there doing their thing. I don't think they should be sending it to Worldstar. They need to be sending it somewhere else to, you know, to try to promote themselves. Because I don't think promoting, I don't think, I don't, personally, my opinion, I could be 100% wrong, but I don't think there's any producers, anybody on there saying, wow, we need to find a new artist. Let me see who I can find on Worldstar. You know, I don't think it's like that. But, I may be wrong. I don't think there's boxing associations that go on there looking for the next fighter either. So, you know, I just don't know. But it's not for me. But, now, just to change it around a little bit, we watch Worldstar. We know what it's all about and stuff. Now, what about when it hits home? How do you
exactly.
feel when it hits home, when it hits us? When it hits our community of what we're a part of, either our race, our gender, our lifestyle, our ballroom scene, our community. How do Marcus, I know that there was a time last year you were livid over, you know, the videos. You and me as promoters, we know how hard it is being exposed on those type of, you know, media outlets and stuff, and, you know, how we have to fight for venues and, you know, oh, yeah, I've seen your video on Worldstar. I've seen something similar to this on Worldstar. I don't know if we want to do this or we're going to have to charge you extra. You're going to need to pay this extra because of something that was put on Worldstar. You know, what kind of bullshit is that? You know, how do you feel when it hits home or our beautiful young ladies that are out here being exposed, not just Worldstar, but Media Takeout and all the rest of those ones, you know, they're out there, they take a picture with a celebrity out in the streets or, you know, they're out there at a club or something, and then, you know, they're all over being exposed on those, you know, that's a guess what? Yeah, you'll never believe what this is. You'll never believe this story. You'll never believe this and that. And you click it. She was born a man, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know, what kind of shit is that? How do you feel about that? I'm going to start at the top. Michi, you've lost your place. Jason, what is your opinion about when it's exposed to our community and it hits home? How do you feel about it?
It's embarrassing because if you're not a person that doesn't reflect you, that's what everybody sees. It's like if you look at those two guys on Bravo, when people look at them and society looks at them, they automatically assume that we're all that way, that we're all savages, that we're all in what's not a gang, bitch, now considering a gay gang, and we are a threat to society. And it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing because when you take 3 steps forward to prove to people that you shouldn't have to prove yourself to, that you're not this way, then something like this comes along and like, see, everything that you just said you weren't, this is saying that you are.
Yeah, because the next somebody else made us look bad. You're right. Justin, really quickly, how do you feel about it when it hits home?
For the Bush Queens, like, I hate when people see stuff like that because it paints us in a horrible light. Now, as far as the female figures, I just get concerned because I know sometimes how people can be with us or transgender people in general, and how they don't understand. And you know, it's weird. It's a whole weird thing because I don't feel any negative way toward it. I want people to get exposure. I just feel like you should do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? And you had a couple of cases where people have done things like that, and it's just been all. It's been a mess. So,
yeah. Marcus, you want to take this one? What do you feel?
You know, having been a victim of, you know, those videos and those websites, it just really gets me, like, why, what has the world turned into for people just to be walking around with cameras and recording stuff like that? I mean, yeah, I understand we have it. Those phones, your cell phone has a camera on it to, you know, take quick, you know, images and stuff. And sometimes, you know, it aids. Like, if you're trying to, you know, help catch a killer or somebody like that, or, you know, terrorists, things like that. But just to glorify violence and things, I mean, I don't know. We don't think about that. I don't think Kelly understood by recording what she recorded last year in North Carolina that a lot of lives would be affected by that, even if it was just temporary. You know, some people, you got to realize, some people's jobs saw them on that video on Spike TV and, you know, True TV and all this foolishness. And, you know, my family members, you know, seeing me on the news, you know, not wanting to respond to something, and, you know, just all kind of crazy stuff. It's just weird. I don't think people think about the other aspect. However, I also believe that most people enjoy seeing other people suffer. It makes them feel better. I thought it was just gays, but that's everybody. I think that's why reality TV is taking off so much. Everybody wants to believe that somebody is worse off than them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You're right, and we are going to talk about reality TV next. Because I definitely want to talk about Housewives and the scandal with all that. And I also want to talk about how catty they are and how, like Marcus just said, I used to think it was always the gays, but no. Baby, they worse. In all honesty, they fucking worse. Just as messy. But, Melissa, how do you feel when it hits home, when it hits your sisters, when they're exposing, you know, your sisters, the girls, and the comments and the attacks and stuff, you know, since you're an avid fan of it, what happens when you see the girls on there?
I mean, it has its pros and its cons, you know, like, it depends the situation. Like, honestly, like, I don't, you know, thrive and be excited when I see somebody getting hurt and all of that stuff. Certain things are entertaining to me, but, I mean, I feel like certain girls put themselves out there to get in these situations. Like the girl, for instance, with the basketball player. Where that picture came from? Her phone. Obviously, she's holding her phone in her hand. She's like, oh, my God, like, it came from your phone. Now you're going trying to make a video trying to sugarcoat what, you know what I'm saying, like the picture that you have with him. Like, you put yourself out there, like, feeling fab. Oh, my God, look who I'm with, look who I'm with. And then when things come down to it, it's like, oh, no, you know, you probably have him, like, you better motherfucking fix this and tell these motherfuckers that we ain't got nothing going on, nothing happened, you don't know me from a hole in the wall, or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Like, but obviously she put that out there, and then she put the video, and the video, I think, made things even worse for her because her talking about it and saying, like, she knew so much information. Like, oh, my God, his mother's birthday, like, her anniversary of her death and everything is tomorrow. And, yeah, putting this out there. And, like, it makes things worse. Like, just, girl, just pay it and just move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the comments and stuff, I think, like, people are just ignorant and stupid.
Yeah, I mean, me and
I don't even get into it. I don't read the comments on World Star Hip Hop. I don't read the comments on none of those places. I don't read the comments because it's ignorance there. I just entertain myself with whatever, and I don't read what people say because I know it's going to irk me and it's going to get me mad, and I'm going to want to comment, and then I'm going to be going back and forth with them, you know. But it's just like, who am I to protect the people that's putting themselves out there? Because, like, even the girls, for instance, the girls that is just, like, yesterday, like, oh, my God, I feel bad. She didn't even know she was being recorded. You know the type of people you hang around. And I think that goes with, like, knowing the people that you hang around. Because I know girls that do that. I know girls that have, they record, oh, girl, look, I'm going to just turn on my recorder, like, look at this bitch acting a fool, or hi, this is in the girl's house recording her wig off or something, you know, like, but I don't hang around those people. I don't hang out with these people. You know, it's fierce and it's shady, but it just goes back to who you put yourself around, you know what I'm saying, the things that you do and the people who you associate with. Like, it's just plain and simple to me, my opinion.
Okay. Joelle, really quickly, what happens when it hits home? What's your opinion on it?
I mean, when it hits home, it's like a reality check, because now at the end, like, nowadays, it's easier for somebody to grab their camera and say World Star and just record a video. It might not be a person that you know. It might not be somebody in your circle. It could be a stranger. Instead of them just stopping the fight or whatever, telling you, you know, to do the right thing, they rather post it up to become famous. So when it hits close to home, is like you have to check yourself as a human being, because what are you doing it for? And like Marcus said, people like to see others that are doing, you know, worse than others, or they want to, you know, feel like they're doing worse than others. So it's sad.
Yeah,
but that's
it, really.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Jason. Let me get to everybody really quickly. I only have two more. I'm sorry, three more. Really quickly, I want to give a shout-out to the Blog Talk chat room. I'm sorry. I know lately a lot of people haven't been, a lot of us as hosts have not been really communicating with you guys because, again, with social media building the way it is, a lot of us focus more on what's happening in the Facebook group than we used to focus with you guys. But you guys were the original before the Facebook groups and stuff. You guys were the ones that kept us going as far as, you know, all the talking and stuff in there. So I just want to give a shout-out to the Blog Talk chat room, everybody that's a party there, you know, a part in there. And, you know, you guys keep the topics going in there. So I want to say thank you for always signing in and keeping the show going. Really quickly, Bishop, I'm going to go to you really quickly. When it hits home and stuff, with you being wrestler at that time and stuff, how would you have felt if your video of you wrestling was on World Star and everybody was just reading you and attacking you?
It is on World Star. It's two of them.
Okay,
and the thing is, I'm putting it out there, but it's on World Star because I was in one of the groups I'm in, and to 300,000 members of this group,
what?
It was put out there. It was put out there because of me roasting someone, and they got mad, and they found out my tea. And they found it on World Star, and they posted and exposed me for it. My thing, it hit the fan to me. It really hit the fan. Like I said, you know, I have no regrets about it because, that's one of the other reasons why I'm unbothered with this shit now. You know, it's in my past, and it was my past. And if I was to do it again, and it was to happen again like that, I would still be unbothered. But this is my thing. The social media and World Star Hip Hop, YouTube, it's the new Inquirer. It's the new Inquirer. You're just not looking at it in the magazine. And, you know, that choir had lies and that choir had truth.
Picking up those things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I definitely, my whole situation is I really agree with Melissa on everything that she said. She's on point tonight. She is really on point tonight, and that's no bull stuff. She's on point because with the Sydney Starr situation, Sydney Starr put it out there, no shade. She put it out there that, you know, she was talking to Chinky, and Chinky had went back and must have told her to resuscitate that and revive that as, you know, and reverse it as you need to let people know. And she had, you know, the video on YouTube, and it was also on Worldstar of her, guests apologizing and saying that none of this was true. No shade, I think it was true. But the thing is, look where Sydney is now. And Sydney is one thing that's strong about her. She's unbothered. That's the thing. She's strong about this. She's so unbothered. And
okay,
it hit the fan of her when he told her to reverse it. Yeah, I'm done.
Baby, come on. Now, you was doing good for a couple of weeks.
I'm sorry. It's just that it's a lot that goes into this. Like I said, it's the new Enquirer.
I know. Okay. Thank you, Bishop. Lauren, really quickly, your opinion when it hits home.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm a film queen, so, I mean, it hits home, you know, what the girls do. It don't really bother me. I mean, the girls just got to know how to put themselves out there. You have to be smart about it. I mean, you can take pictures with whoever. You're grown. You're an adult. But I feel like some girls just don't do it about the right way. You know, it has to be a why. If your why is strong, you know, if you have a good enough reason why you're doing something, then do it. I mean, But you know what?
You're right. But remind me to say after Mitri says something, I'm gonna take it to another level. Then we're gonna change it up. But I'm gonna take it to another level about the girls. You know, the girls can take pictures with who they want. But remind me to take it to another level with the girls taking the pictures. Mitri, really quickly, your opinion on it.
My only opinion is just, look out for Mother Kelly, Ms. Rahi, her purse and her six phone, because you are going to gag. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Okay. This is my thing. Now, the girls can go out there and take pictures, and these girls are as real as rain, okay? These girls are real as rain, and they can go take a picture with a celebrity and everything. But what happens? If somebody has me on speaker, please mute your phone because I hear an echo. But what happens? What happens? It's not them. It's not the people on WorldStar and Media Takeout that are looking at these pictures and saying anything. It 9 out of 10 is some nasty, Jason. What's the word? Undesirable queen that wants to take the picture and report that picture with celebrity so-and-so, that girl in the picture is that girl in the picture. And they the ones that spilled the tea on our own sisters, on our own family, and that's the reason why it gets exposed.
Hey.
A lot of these girls that are taking these pictures are as real as rain. Nobody wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't know shit. But it's some nasty, ugly-ass queen that wants to go exposing them. And this is what you do to our own. That's what's fucked up. But guess what? Guess what, honey? Let me remind y'all, I'm from the old school. This ain't nothing new.
Right.
This has been happening for years. This has been happening for years when the girls were out there modeling and they were losing their contracts. They were on the covers of hair products and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And they were losing their contracts and stuff because some nasty queen would contact the agency or contact the company and say, that model, the person that is the cover of your product is a trans, well, they didn't use transgender back then, a transsexual or a transvestite or used to be a man and things of that sort. It's our own people who do this to us. And that's what's sad. We do this, they do it to us and then allow them to sit down and laugh at us. And that's sad. Now, I can understand what Kelly's doing. Kelly is on that level of, bitchy, I want to act like fools and act like monkeys. I'm going to expose ya. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the girls that are out there just living among society, at the clubs, dancing, going to events, concerts, sporting events, just living a regular life, the things that we always wanted to do, just be that all-American girl, just live among society. But we can't even do that without being exposed by our own. And that's so fucked up. To me, that's fucked up. We have a couple of callers really quickly. 443-839, you're on the air. Honey,
443-839.
You ain't saying nothing. 215-800.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, this is Nicole. Just wanted to say, great show.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
All right.
Jason, how do you feel?
I'm good. Oh, I didn't know which Nicole that was. Hey, Nicole, how are you? How's your mom?
Good, good, thank God. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I haven't heard from you, Nicole. Nicole, I haven't heard from you in months. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Just, you know, falling back. Doing me, Jasmine. How you been?
I've been doing good. How do you feel about the girls being exposed in the media? How do you feel about that?
Basically, I feel like all publicity ain't good publicity, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like you said, Jasmine, like, basically, it's our own kind that does it to us. And that's what's sad because, like, many times I've had, you know, so-called straight friends or trade or whatever say, you know, like, you got it pretty hard from so-called regular society, but yet your own kind is the main one to bash each other. And that's what's sad because we don't stick together. And we have to fight, you know, straight society and have to fight our own kind too because maybe, you know, one of the girls were at the club and she was feeling it and, you know, or a ball, you know, you beat her at the ball or she got beat at the ball. So it's like, let me turn you now. You know, which is terrible. I mean, it's hard. We have it hard enough out here. And then for our own kind not to stick with each other, it's just sad. It really is. It's sad.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It definitely
is. And it's hurtful. It's very hurtful. You know, like, for instance, what you were saying, Tracy, you know, on the cover of the box and everything, you know, I mean, she could have went far, but just because some queen was jealous of her or whatever, you know, vendetta she had against her, you know, she wanted to be evil and miserable. It's just, it really bothers me, Jasmine. Like, I can really go off just right now, you know, but I want to just, you know, try to keep it calm and collective or whatever, but it's just, it's hurtful. And to be honest, this is one of the main reasons why I left the scene alone years ago, because I was tired of it. You know, like, why, you know, you just want to go out and have a good time and enjoy yourself, and it's always shade and spice and this and that. I mean, it's just, it's not cool. It really isn't. And I miss the scene so much, but I don't miss the drama, you know? Like, many a times I want to come out. Yeah, many a times I want to come out and go to a ball and support the promoters and, you know, see, excuse me, see old friends that I haven't seen in 14 years. But then I, you know, a lot of times I've even gotten ready, dressed and, you know, done up, and then the last minute, I'm like, do I really want to go through this bullshit? You know, you'll see a girl, she'll smile on your face as soon as you turn away. She'll be like, oh, child, look how fat she got, or, you know, this, that, and the third. No, ain't nobody got time for that, really. And it's
right.
Hurtful. It's very hurtful. You know, because like you said, Jasmine, you're from the old school, and I am too. You know, it's been going on. It's just gotten worse because of the social network with all these
different
sites.
Yeah, the media outlets that we have now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, and that's why it's gotten worse. And I think a lot of these girls, they put themselves out there for a publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I definitely was about to bring that up. I do think that, now that's another thing, you know, I was going to take it to that level as well. Now, you girls that want to sit out there, and you're supposed to be ladies. You put yourself through this to be these beautiful ladies and stuff, but you go out there and you live your life acting like a complete faggot. You completely act so ratchet. You act so flamboyant and stuff, and you want to be, it's like this is your outlet. You want them, you want media to see this. You want to act all fucking crazy, throwing yourself all over the place and carrying,
like,
and then considering it, what do you think you're doing? What about the girls that don't like this? What about the girls that are conservative? What about the girls that don't want to be bothered like that? They don't want all the lights and the camera and the stardom in their face. You girls can be talented enough to go out there and carry yourself beautifully, but you want to go out there and just expose yourself like a fag, and then wonder why these media outlets are reading. Now, that's just, with all that, with everything, we're fighting each other. We're fighting you for getting on there acting like that, making us look bad. It's just too fucking much.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, and then it stems down to, you know, that's exactly what society or the so-called straight world looks at us as. You know, basically, what do they say, a clock by association or, you know, tell me who you hang with and I'll tell you what you are. Everyone is not the same, but in their eyes, you know.
And people like,
what was that white
saying,
actor? The white actor that said that gay people are pervs on national TV.
Oh, you talking about
you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
What is it?
It was some guy that made
a comment
about...
I'm coming, private caller. Put your hand back up. I'm coming. I'm just letting them talk. Put your hand back up because you just took it
one
down.
One other thing that I wanted to say. Did anyone see that, I don't know if you guys talked about it a while ago because I haven't really been on, but it's a whole different subject, but I just, that Tiger Mandingo?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, you talked about that already. Okay. I was just in shock because I seen it for the first time the other day, and I was like, this guy looks familiar. And then when I started reading it, I was like, oh, my God, he was one of my Facebook friends, you know. And that was just, I mean, I know it's a whole different topic and subject, but that was just disgusting, putrid, like... He just needs to rot in jail. I don't go for
can
that.
I
that
ask
is
something
just...
really fun. That
go
model
ahead.
That's with is that really a transgender model that's with Tyson Bedford?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you've seen those pictures. Well, she better work, honey. Yes, she's beautiful.
Private call, because they keep pressing one. Hold on a second, y'all. Private call, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm covering about the $70 special.
Right.
So you pressed your one, you pressed one a whole bunch of times to do the $70 special, really?
Nicole?
Yes.
I was the $70 special.
I'm sorry, you're calling about my $70 special?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not doing a $70 special. I'm doing a $50 special.
Oh, are you the girl in the picture?
Yeah, they're my, I'm the girl in the picture. You have a good night, though, sweetheart. God bless you.
Wow. All right, yeah. Hold on. If anybody has wants to touch up on tonight's topic, please press 1, and we will definitely touch up on it. Otherwise, we're going to go into a whole new level, a whole new different area.
Now, Jasmine, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it possible that the girls can put themselves on them social networks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I think a lot of them do that. It's a touchy situation to me, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know, but I just think, like I said, all publicity is not
stupid.
Good publicity.
Listen,
so.
They're stupid because you want to know something? When those other celebrities see them and see the ad, honey, they're going to pay them and not call them, honey, because they know that they're one of the girls to open their mouth, honey. You're supposed to be shutting up, keep it quiet, you know what I'm saying, and go about your Zaymus thing. You want to feel all fab. Like, that's what people, they need acknowledgement from other people. It doesn't matter what it is. It don't matter if they're with somebody, how they look, you know, anything. They need to be acknowledged by people. Like, girl, if you fuck somebody, it's just like fucking any regular person. It's like, girl, I had that boy. I had him.
Oh,
why
God.
You have to go talk about your pussy?
If I got me a basketball player or a football player, y'all wouldn't hear shit from me.
At all, darling. At all. I'll be his best kept secret,
I don't know,
darling.
Yeah, and you know what, like Jasmine was saying earlier, like every girl is not the same, and it makes it bad for a lot of girls, you know, that aren't like that. Because, you know, we're always going to be judged as one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they think we're all snitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is messed up. It's just messed up. And believe it or not, you know, they can be missing out on a lot of good opportunities just from being like that.
Yeah. I know, I do agree with that. I think a lot of people are missing out on opportunities, and I think they're hurting it for other people. Prime example, when everybody wanted to take, you know, do the whole reality thing and wanted to go on to that different level, I mean, the ballroom scene and our community and stuff is so tainted, didn't nobody want to be bothered. You know,
right.
Nobody wants to be bothered with what they're hearing and all the rest of that stuff. It's just so tainted. And that's what we see. You know, when we think of these beautiful girls, they all have to be, quote-unquote, all the beautiful girls are escorts. If you're an escort, you're this and you're that and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're robbing and you're infecting and you're doing this and that. But not all escorts are doing that. Not
or
all
crafting,
escorts are robbing,
you know,
and infecting and all the rest of that stuff. You know, there's people who live conservative lives, but that's not the way it's being exposed to the media. And this is what's happening. So who wants, you think VH1 wants to get, you know, jump in the bed with anything with us? You know, do you think that the MTV or any of them want to jump in the bed with us and give us an outlet or do anything with the taintness that they have, that we have? No.
It
just ain't going to happen.
Especially putting the fights up. That makes it even worse because it's exactly what they look at us. You know,
it's really
calling
a bad situation.
Animals, and you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just too much. It really is. Like I said, it's very sad. It's very hurtful. You know, we should all stick together. I mean,
they
you know,
need to
a lot
carry
of these...
themselves right. If they carry themselves right and do it right, then they can get far. Look, you have a lot of transgender women out there, like Giselle, like that model with Typhon Bedford. Like, there's a lot of people out there that carry themselves right and do it right. These girls want to, like Sydney Starr, for instance, like, she's so beautiful, and to me, she don't need to do the things that she does. You understand what I'm saying? She has her
she's
little exposure.
She's very beautiful,
she don't need to do
what?
Those things. But her shaking her ass out there and putting her picture up every 5 minutes, like, how do I look? Like, she needs to be acknowledged by the people she needs to get this life, like, from everybody.
Well, see,
it's
a lot
like,
of
girl,
these girls
you know,
are very insecure. They have low self-esteem.
That's
what it stems from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also,
you know, a lot of these girls.
Say,
and I'm gonna change. I'm gonna end this topic because it is getting kind of late. So Nicole, I want to say thank you really quickly for calling in. I am glad we haven't heard from you in a while. I'm glad
you
did call in.
Jason,
thank
I hope
you so
still...
much. Jason,
body, have a great night.
Better.
You too, Nicole.
Okay,
you
thank
too.
You. I do want to say this really quickly, though. The girls that have these low self-esteems and they want to go out there acting like that, get out of the shadows of a butch queen. That's the
mm-hmm.
first thing. Become
mm-hmm.
a lady. That's the problem. Now, there's no shade towards the butch queens at all. You know, you guys are
no shade.
My girlfriend.
Okay.
But I don't need to contact a butch queen and ask a butch queen what I need to do every 5 minutes of my life. You know, that's
okay.
what the problem is. You keep running to these butch queens as, you know, do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? And child, please, don't do that. Because those same butch queens are the same ones that will suck your man's dick, fuck your husband, rob you, and all the rest of that stuff, and expose you. That's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. Y'all women need to learn how to stand up and be fucking women. If y'all did all that shit to yourselves, learn how to be a fucking woman. That's the problem. Y'all
preach,
don't know
Jasmine.
How to be a woman.
But some of them don't even like to hang around women, let alone be a woman.
At all.
I'm like, why do y'all hate
at all.
Women
they would
so
rather
much?
Hang around butch queens. They want to be around, and there's nothing wrong. Again, I have nothing against, you know, like, it's a problem. I love, but it's just, I know that there's girls out there that have to constantly get the approval from
mm-hmm.
another butch queen on how they, what they need to do. And y'all butch queens are not allowing these women to be women. Y'all are not women. No matter what y'all do, y'all ain't no motherfucking women.
If y'all want to be
a woman, then get into do the same thing. Y'all not women, but yet y'all sitting here trying to delegate a responsibility to a femme queen on how she should be a woman. It don't work that way.
Preach.
But the butch queens want to live vicariously through the femme queen or the transgender woman. I mean, you know, they get their L's from it or whatever. I you know, it's real funny, and I totally agree with you saying, but I think in a lot of terms that's what happens, you know.
Yeah.
They try to turn the butch queen.
But you know what it is? It's the confidence level of the femme queen. If she's not confident within herself, and she has to get all these accolades from a butch queen, then how is she ever going to advance? She's going to always stay a butch queen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of these femme queens still carry themselves and act like butch queens, because that's
yeah.
all they be around. They have not learned to turn it up and be a fucking lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what y'all say about Kelly. Now, I'm just going to speak on behalf of her really quickly. I do not care what y'all say about Kelly. Y'all can say all the stuff that y'all want about her. But I know that when Kelly comes around me, when Kelly has come down here and she is around me, Kelly carries herself. Y'all don't even know the Kelly that I know, in all honesty. A lot of y'all don't even know the Kelly I know. But she carries herself so good, professional. She carries herself like a lady. She within the house, she knows, she acts, she carries herself very well. I don't know what she does when she's around other people, and at the club, at the bars, at the balls, and all the rest of that stuff. It's a different scene. You know, bottom line is she knows how to turn it on and turn it off. A lot of people just do not know how to do that. But yet, those same people that don't know how to do that are the first ones to read a Kelly, read a me, read the girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's why I have so much respect for those girls that stand up on their own, that have lived a lifestyle and learned how to stop doing it, stop the crafting, stop this, stop that, go out there and do something good for themselves, the girls that are going out there. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with hustling. We all need to hustle, but still going out there trying to advance yourself, do something better for yourself. You know, that's why I have so much respect for those type of women out And that's what I call them, women. All the other ones, child, you're still dragons. No, they just, ugh, it just irritates me. All right, so I'm done. I'm done with that. But yeah, that's how I feel about this whole media thing being exposed and all the shenanigans that are happening with it. Again, I wanted to have Trisha Khan on the air and Shauna Balenciaga on the air tonight, not just to talk about their upcoming ball, February 5th in D.C., but to talk about, you know, their ball is actually titled Media Takeout, and the categories are promoted, you know, in reference to a lot of stuff that we did talk about tonight. So it would have been a real good outlet for them to come on tonight, but I guess with time difference or, you know, maybe people in their ear, you know, again, everyone is not a fan of the show, and, you know, maybe people got in their ear and said, no, don't call. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to, you know, speak about something that I don't know, but again, everybody needs to have a fucking mind of their own and do what you need to do. One thing I will say about Marcus, honey, Marcus is on this show every week. He's been an avid listener. He's an avid caller. But he's on this show every week. He's in that group. He's promoting his ball, promoting hotel information, promoting categories, promoting nomination sheets, promoting voting. Marcus knows what the fuck he's doing. If y'all take a picture,
all right.
Y'all need to take a picture. And y'all sit here and wonder why all these fucking balls is a fucking flop. I guarantee you, speaking for somebody that's been doing this for so many years, next week? That ball is going to be a success.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to give him credit for that. He has promoted down.
Yes.
All right, Coven.
Yes.
Yes, I'm ready to hear this. I have so many questions.
Go ahead, Marcus, with your questions.
Okay. So, you know, mind you, I've only watched it, like, here and there, but I watched the entire season finale. So these girls were witches, and they're at a school where somebody was taking over, I guess the Supreme.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, give me a synopsis, a brief
synopsis. Okay, it was a school that was four young witches that were growing up, and they were discovering their abilities. Within that school, you had, I guess, somebody like a headmaster, which would be somebody like Cordelia, and this basically educated them about their powers, learned them how to use them and what things that were going on and how to cast spells and stuff like that. But also, within that line of those witches, they also nominated Supremes for that, I guess, that era or their area or their region and everything like that. And it just so happens Fiona was that Supreme of that coven, okay? That's a little bit
of a lot of the girls that went to the school, Marcus, were, you know, again, it was more of a, you know, these young women did not understand what was happening to them. They knew that they were different. They had these powers, or they just had these feelings. There was these weird things happening to them, and they just did not know what was happening. They didn't have nobody to talk to about it, and they just, you know, they were just, you know, going crazy. So that's why there was this school that, you know, was not in the media, no, it wasn't broadcasted and stuff, and it was a school for those girls who just did not know, and that's where it pretty much all boiled from.
Okay. And so Myrtle was the old Supreme?
No.
No. She was just an old, you know, older witch that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Fiona
the
was the Supreme, right?
Yeah.
Who was the old Supreme? Fiona?
Yeah.
Fiona.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was which one? That was
the blonde.
The blonde.
Now it's Jessica Lange. No. Jessica Lange. You don't know who Jessica Lange is.
No. Great actress,
okay,
honey.
So who was Angela Bassett?
She was a voodoo.
Oh, my God, Marcus.
Okay, so this is my... So I guess getting to my question. Okay, so... Cordelia becomes the Supreme, and before she opens the school back up, she goes and deals with her mother, and when she sends her mother to a bad place, No, that's not what happened.
Her mother just died, you know, because she had cancer. She was older, you know, and she, you know, with all the powers leaving and stuff like that, she just wound up dying. But because she lived her life so negatively,
exactly,
she went to hell. And
that her hell was waking up every morning,
yes,
with him bringing,
yes,
the fish.
Exactly.
I mean, it was a big root because that was, she basically had plotted with him to kill the rest of the witches. And I'm thinking she was probably thinking it would never ever end up that way, and to, I guess, for her to wake up after die, after giving up and then go like Cordelia wanted her to, that was just the biggest gag of all, because she had no intention of going anywhere near a place where they could just sit by the farm and graze catfish and do stuff like that. That was, no, that was a very worldly woman. She ain't got time for that.
Yeah. Yeah. What I didn't like, though, is what I didn't like about tonight's episode is, y'all know I've always been a big fan of Misty's. I did not,
yeah,
like seeing her die.
Me
and
either.
I also did not like seeing, is that like her permanent hell? Like, why does she have to go to hell? Is she going to be stuck there in a school doing that over and over again?
My thing was just the initial part of just her hell in general of being an outcast and people looking at her differently because of her gift. And I, when I looked at it, I kind of equated it to some of the things just being, I guess, for me, and don't take this the wrong way, and it might sound kind of silly, but just being gay in general and how people kind of look at you kind of differently and they just torture you. It's almost like a sweet little torture, but I'm not stuck in it, you know what I'm saying, unless I pay attention to it or something like that. So I thought it was interesting. It was terrible.
Is Jessica Lange the lady that was in A Family That Prays?
No.
That's Kathy Bates.
Oh, yeah, Kathy Gates. Well, Kathy Bates.
She was a countess
from France or something like that. And she came to New Orleans, and she already had some type of issue with being in New Orleans in general because it was not high society life. So she just basically decided to take her frustration and just torture the black folks that was there. And she just picked up a knife and started using that blood for beauty products and just different stuff. It just was horrible.
Yeah.
What'd she say, that thick African blood?
Yeah, she used to torture the blacks, black people and her slaves and stuff like that, and use their blood and everything for, her beauty. You know, she would bathe in their blood and stuff. And she winded up killing Angela Bassett, who was a voodoo queen who's been around for a long time. She had a deal with the devil to be immortal. And, she winded up killing, I think it was her husband, her boyfriend or husband or something. She wound, Kathy Bates wound up killing him. Or not really, well, did she really kill him? She tortured him. And when Angela Bassett found him, she put a curse on Kathy Bates, where she making her immortal as well. But the gagger was, she buried her under the, in concrete to live there for years, stuck in a box that couldn't die. But Jessica Lange wound up finding her and, taking her out of the ground, so forth and so on.
Mm-mm.
So how did Cordelia's eyes become regular? Like, I just, dumbfounded, like, how did she get her regular eyes back? Like, after
there was a lot of little things that made me say, okay, I like the fact on how, when Fiona came back at the end and it really explained what really happened, that she never really died and stuff, because when she got killed last week or whatever, the first thing that came to my head was pretty much the same thing what happened with Madison tonight, is, okay, y'all got all this power to throw shit all over the place, disappear and go over there and stuff. But as soon as somebody grabbing y'all and choking y'all, y'all can't do nothing, and y'all get killed. Now, I knew Fiona was too powerful for that, so how the hell did she die last week when she could have disappeared or threw his ass out the window or something? But then, you know, I'm glad that they did bring her back. But the same thing with Madison. She was just showing all her power downstairs during the rituals. How come she couldn't get that boy off of her from choking her?
I think with Madison, she didn't do anything to Kyle because she really loved Kyle. Out of all the things that she was consistent with on the show, she was consistent in the fact that she wanted Kyle from Zoe on any level. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's jealousy or whatever it was, she really had some type of feeling for him. I just don't think I would die, you know, over it. But, you know, I think that's that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Joelle, how far are you into it?
Oh, I finished watching it already, like 20 minutes ago.
So give us your feedback.
I was a little bit surprised when they were doing the whole disappearing thing and she ended up on top of the fence, dead. I was like, okay, now I know why they didn't want them to play around, whatever. And I was a little bit surprised. I thought that when she told her to read the little stones and she was going to go in the piano to look in the piano, I thought she was going to, like, bash the piano down and kill Queenie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised
that
Fiona came back and, you know, at least they made amends and, you know, she left the right way, but she went to hell anyways.
Yeah, she wound up going to hell anyway. She did have closure with her daughter, but
right,
she did
had
go to hell.
Why did Myrtle say, I want to be killed? You know, you know what you have to do.
Because Myrtle, one thing about Myrtle is Myrtle kept it really real throughout the whole season. And because she knew of Cordelia, you know, where Cordelia was standing and with Cordelia, you know, was actually where the level she was taking this and everything, and she knew she was wrong for what she did. Because I don't know if you're aware of it, but when Cordelia was blind at one time, and what Myrtle did was there was two other witches. Well, one was the witch, the other one was, I don't know what you call him.
Warlock.
Yeah, she took his their eyes and put them into Cordelia's, you know, and gave them to Cordelia to allow her to see again, and she killed them. So the fact that she killed other witches and stuff, she still should have paid the price. And I guess she was saying to Cordelia that if it ever came out, because eventually if they did investigations, because it wasn't just that coven, they were just one coven. They're still all over the world and stuff, and there's still boards and the masters all over the place. So if it ever came out, what really happened to these other two people, and the tea really came out because they're all powerful, if the tea would have came out that Myrtle did it, then everybody would have been held responsible. And, you know, not just Myrtle, but everybody for, like, covering it up, you know, guilty by association. So that's why she said, you know, that it's best that she died. And she died in the name of Balenciaga.
Can I ask what happened
baby
to that baby? That what's that Spalding
probably in the attic
from
with the guy dressed up as a baby.
They
doll.
Never showed. They never showed it. They never showed anything. They just showed Spalding. Yeah, they just showed Spalding playing with Madison after Madison was dead and saying, you know, we can. Was Madison the one that killed Spalding, or was it other girl?
It was the other girl.
It was
Zoe. Yeah. But yeah, they never showed it. They never showed the baby anymore.
Like, that should be having my head, like, you know.
That baby probably up there dead, right along with him.
That's what I'm saying, but it's going to be, like, more deaths, I guess. Like, I have no idea.
It's going to be more what?
More deaths.
Why do you say that?
I'm assuming.
It's over with.
It's done.
It's over with.
I know
it's
over with, but I guess like next season, like, you know, when Zalia comes.
No, it doesn't honey, come on
no,
next season.
No,
it doesn't
next
come
season.
On next
like
season.
That's it.
I wish it was, girl. No, it's no more.
Yeah,
so no more.
No, it changes every year. Yeah, it changes
okay.
Every year. That's it for Coven. It'll be a whole new storyline next year.
Yes.
This was a good one by far, though.
They should make a movie about it, because it kind of got me intrigued now. I'm intrigued.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan did that. You know, Ryan is doing all these TV shows and stuff. Maybe he can take it to that level in a few years and stuff. Maybe, you know, it'll build, you know, like, you know, 24 was on for so long and they made a movie about it. Now 24 is actually coming back. If anybody was ever a big fan of, you know, Jack Bauer and on 24 on Fox years ago, it is coming back.
It's no shade. The first two seasons was good, but after a while, it was just the same thing.
I loved all of them. Oh, my God, I loved all
of
them.
I got all of them on.
Am I the only one that's kind of over scandal now? It's been gone so long, you don't even think about it?
Yeah, anymore. No, you're not the only one.
I think they kind of...
Well, I know Scandal better come back with a bang, honey, if they want to draw everybody's attention, because, yeah, it does happen. Hold on, we got two callers. 857-272, you're on the air.
Boston, 857-272.
Albany.
336-989.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey. Do you understand the dynamic of the voodoo camp and the witch camp? Yeah. Well, really, there's like a historic dynamic about what happened in Salem when there was the whole thing about them accusing the white women of the witchcraft. They blamed it on the black slave. Her name was Tituba. That's what the dynamic is about the Angela Bassett character and why she keeps saying, you know, that house of witches. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you said the movie Salem?
No.
Salem
witches.
Oh, okay.
The Salem witch trials. That it started. They were saying when they caught those girls, it was all the stuff about the ones that got killed. They blamed it on the black slave that they had named Tituba.
Okay.
Which they were saying Tituba was a voodoo queen.
Mm-hmm.
That really happened.
So you think the
Coven
had
like
a little
something to
do with that? I think when Coven was made, Ryan Murphy did talk about, you know, they did a lot of research and they went into the history of, you know, voodoo and witches and stuff like that. I know Shamika explained a lot of it to us because, you know, she's right there in Louisiana, so she knew, like, a lot of stuff that was happening. Where is Shamika?
I don't know. I know we've been having power outages and things and stuff going on down here, so.
Yeah, I know a lot of, it's been a lot going on. But, yeah, I mean, I think Coven was really good, you know. It ended, you know. I'm glad it was, like, a lot of closure and stuff like that. I was,
That was good.
I hated that Misty died, though. Oh, my God, I hated that. She was my favorite.
But Jasmine, you saw season 2, correct?
Oh, yeah, season 1 and season 2. Mm-hmm.
Did you find it kind of weird that for the second season, the person who played Cordelia was back in front of a TV camera doing an interview?
Yes, I noticed
on a
that.
Final
but you
show.
Know what? Oh, you know what else you didn't catch, though? When Fiona woke up in hell, that same bedroom is... the same bedroom she died in season 2.
Wow.
The same, I noticed that too, yes. It was like a lot of cats. I was like, that's the same damn house that she died in. It was like on a farm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was the same thing. So
hold
I was
on,
ca-
so they
I caught
used the
that.
Same characters again?
It's the same cast.
Same actresses.
Yeah. You have your original core cast, like Jessica Lange, Cordelia went in season 1, but you have some of your same role players, like Kyle was from season 1, Zoe was from season 1, and they come back.
Nan was in season 1.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's amazing how they can. I said this probably a couple shows ago, how they can, you can see them transition from one personality or one person to somebody totally different. And that's just like Jessica mm-hmm. Lange. Jessica Lange has been a ton of different people on this show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder.
Yeah, Myrtle was on season one. She was a maid.
Yeah.
She was an angel of death, and then on this one she was, you know, a witch.
Wait a minute, Myrtle was an angel of death?
Yes, ma'am.
Beat, honey, beat the black hair. God.
They did a hell of a makeup job on her.
No, Miss Thing was sitting.
I mean, she was sitting, but I mean, she was sitting as the angel of death with that black hair.
Yeah.
But did you guys think that Ryan Murphy really had to do a real hard close for the Coven because there was such a pull for people loving this season? Because to be able to go into something different, he had to come with some type of sense of finality with it.
Yeah, I think so.
You want Patelios?
Oh. Huh?
The guest.
Oh, everybody on the phone? You making it for everybody?
Let me know.
We got a private caller. Eating that this late. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Private caller.
Hey, how's
hello?
It going? Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This one time I had this art project, and I, like, really, really messed it up. I had a pencil crayon, and I screwed up.
Where's your mom? Where's your dad? It's too late for you to be on this phone, young man.
No, it's not.
How old are you? How old are you,
what?
Mama?
You man.
How old are you, Mama?
Still married.
Do you like coloring books also?
No. I don't like niggers.
What do you like?
Oh, wow.
I don't like niggers.
Well, we don't like motherfucking nasty-ass twinks, faggot. So put your motherfucking phone up, you nasty, cum slutting, submissive bottom, nasty twink.
Oh.
All right, y'all. Listen, we're going to change the topic a little bit from Coven. We can go back to it.
Wait a minute.
I want to
say this. Wait a minute, let me say, I just read a post where they're saying the reason that Myrtle said Balenciaga is because whatever the new season is going to be when it starts, it's going to deal with the Cold War, and it's supposed to be dealing with the secrets that family held.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
It's all fake.
Mm.
That's the key. The key in that.
I live for market.
It's the key in that.
Oh boy. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
You know what? That's one thing that Ryan does is he gives you little hints. So that might be a hint from, you know, again, a lot of us do not know for a fact what season 4 will be. We'll find out, you know, this fall. But, you know, I'm sure we'll start knowing, you know, when it starts getting promoted probably over the summer. But we don't know exactly what, you know, where it's going to take it. You know, the first season was about ghosts in a house, you know, in a haunted house. The second season was about, you know, an asylum. The third season was about, you know, coven and witches and stuff. So, you know, we don't know what the fourth one is, but I know that some of the hints that we heard was like what Jason just said. It's supposed to take place in the 50s. It has to do with, I know something about Germany, but I don't think it's taking place in Germany, but they said Jessica Lange was already working on her German accent or her German language. And, you know, there's just little hints. So I guess we definitely will see, you know, within a few, the next couple of months what happens. So, I know they did say that Jessica Lange is definitely coming back. I don't know who else is coming back. And I know they invited Angela Bassett and Kathy Bates to come, but I don't know if they're coming. So.
They probably had fun with these roles, though. And I know it had to be real intense because of some of the dialogue from what they were talking about. So that should be interesting.
Precious, come back.
Get Madonna to come. Yeah. Get they should get Madonna, because Madonna turned it at the Grammys with what she had on. That was sort of like some type of American Horror Story that she had on. That was a nice outfit she had on.
It was horrible.
To me, it could play a character in American Horror Story.
You tread lightly with Madonna.
Ooh. I don't know if she looked like she was in American Horror Story. I think she looked like she was more in
Undertaker.
No, more in a Mormon or what's that word using?
I missed the Grammys.
No. The Grammys was good. Oh, was a couple
wasn't
of things Queen I wanted to talk about.
Marrying somebody or something?
They did like a gay marriage with Queen Latifah as the officiating person to over it.
Yeah, is that the outfit you were talking about, Bishop?
You said
no.
You
when
said,
she
uh-huh.
came to the red carpet in.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All right. Really quickly, let's go to Housewives, honey. Did y'all see the video of Miss Thing and you know with Vibe magazine exposing Phaedra and Apollo?
Was that? Yes, I did.
Marcus, you seen it?
Oh yes, I watched it today.
What do y'all feel is happening, and what do y'all feel is going to happen?
I think that Apollo gonna get a couple years. I just put it in my blood because it's just what happens. I mean, was he convicted the first time? Because remember that was the, you know, he had just gotten out of jail. So shouldn't he still probably be on probation or something like that?
He's still on probation.
So if you have that type of stuff coming up, 9 times out of 10, you're going right back, and they're gonna throw the book at you this time.
Mm-hmm.
My only concern is how Phaedra's going to finagle her way out of it. Because there's no way you can say you're in the house with somebody and they bring it home thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you don't know where they're getting it from. So,
well, the shade about that is, what's her name, came out with a book before, and she said that she was doing all of those frauds and stuff with him in that book. And she sued, Phaedra was suing them, like $25 billion for defamation, $5 million and 25 like in punitive damages or something like that, like for defamation of character and all of this stuff. Like they already had exposed her in a book. Like she knows exactly what's going on. I think so.
Wow.
Like, you know.
Well,
I think
Phaedra's a smart girl, and if she had anything to do with it, it's going to be they have to. Well, first off, 9 times out of 10, that's all they're charging. Because if the feds was going to do it, they would have dealed it. They would have done it and would have been sealed. With everybody knowing the tea and about everything that happened, maybe that's probably all they're trying to get.
They're watching him.
They're serving him. Because if they were still coming for Phaedra, you remember when they got all the girls in the ballroom, or you know, the black market girl, it was bitch. The indictment was sealed until they came and picked everybody up. They picked everybody up on one trip, so Miss Phaedra might be clear.
Hmm.
Now
okay.
She may be clear, but what do y'all think about the producers and stuff? Do you think they'll want to still keep her around on the show
with all that publicity? It'll be a hot topic, at least for a season. And then I can picture NeNe trying to call her out on it and try to get her in front of the show. Or she'll probably come back the next season if he really is sent up, just very, very quiet, very demure in the background somewhere, because she probably don't want to talk about it.
The shade is Major Parks is on Watch What Happens Live next Saturday. Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, the 9th.
Oh, this is the following of the last episode.
But they don't have one on this Sunday because of the Super Bowl next Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I think they already knew the tea, because I wonder how far in advance do they book them for that.
Wow. I hate to see another black person or black man go down like that, but damn.
Well,
he wanted to be greedy, honey. That's what happens when you be greedy.
Greedy, yeah.
But it also,
and he
wanted to
spend $5,000 at strip
club
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but just, okay, y'all, this is the other part, too. Did y'all read actually what he supposedly did?
We're talking about Apollo, right?
Right.
Okay. He did some type of insurance, fraud or something.
No, he would open businesses and get the money for the loans and take around and I guess I'm thinking he would either close the business or put it. I don't know exactly the ins and outs of it, but anyway, it's basically fraud because you're defrauding the government of their money to be able to back their company.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I believe he
acquitted. Okay, if he wasn't going in the bank and cashing the checks,
it wasn't him.
Right. I wonder how could they actually prove it was what he. How did he? Because see, remember the last thing he got charged with was money laundering and conspiracy, which they could throw conspiracy on anybody. He was in on it. But how can they charge him with identity theft if he wasn't the one that went into the bank, opened the account, you know, did the T. I mean, no shade.
But didn't one of them articles say that they had IDs and all of that stuff?
Yeah.
No shade. I commend him for marrying one of the best celebrity attorneys.
He ain't no good attorney. Oh,
he's not
no
good.
Get a real tea about Phaedra. From what I heard on the last little gossip thing, she's supposed to be actually leaving her firm. I guess they're asking her to leave or go to, you know, whatever, resign from her position. Or whatever. I don't know if it's in line with what's going on with all this stuff.
I would have told her to leave, too.
Hmm?
I would have told her to leave, too, from my firm.
She was working for herself. It was her own firm.
Something about her that's catty. Like,
she had too many of her family members working for her. When you work for a white law firm, baby.
Well, why would you, if you were a successful lawyer, why would you be getting into mortuary studies and stuff like that? And don't get me wrong, I know there's money in that.
She's not a good attorney.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you saw what happened with her and Cherie when she was representing Cherie. She didn't even know half the stuff that was going on in the court.
Right, but she really wasn't a divorce attorney or a family law thing. She was a criminal attorney. She became famous, and you know, we need to talk about what makes you a celebrity. Anything just because you have one client that is a celebrity, that does not make you a celebrity makeup artist, a celebrity stylist, a celebrity hairstylist. That just means you got one cute client.
Wait, you know, and also. This is the thing. You know how some people can be so catty and just be so about themselves and just make a bad impression on themselves in the in the world as celebrities. But when they do something like they try to backtrack and they try to cover up what they've done wrong to people. They try to cover it up and then do something right. Like she had that. She did something special for a woman, didn't charge her nothing to represent her in court, that elder woman. I think she was trying to, cut her name off from the media for a minute for doing that in a negative way. I think that's kind of catty also.
Okay.
So if she was to lose everything, let's say for instance, if she was to lose everything that she worked so hard for.
She's not going to lose everything, though. She's a smart bitch.
If they're married, then and he's in that type of situation, if he does go down, wouldn't that mean that he would? That
no, because
that
listen,
the question
listen,
is,
her in that scandal,
what
her man,
they have to know, they
want
to know how
was
it paid for.
If
the feds came out, they won't know how it's paid for. She has money. She worked for the show.
Yeah,
she has money, so they'll
probably let her keep everything.
Well, she better save that money and invest in it well because I wouldn't hire her after all this drama. Everything, seeing her on Housewives and all of this drama and all of these things that she's in, like, I would not hire her. She's going to lose so many clientele. She's going to lose so many people. She's going to lose a lot of respect because of everything that's going on. Like, that goes back to putting yourself out there. Bitch,
You successful, bitch. Why would you even get on a show like that?
Okay.
Well, you know what? I don't even know. Everybody who on Housewives, they be jinxed. Because isn't that the second Housewives that's got the legal trouble?
The first thing, because what's the one in New Jersey name?
You talking about the one in Housewives of New Jersey? You talking about the one in Housewives of New Jersey that they would call on tax evasion?
Yeah, this girl.
Teresa.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
They got them right on good. They just,
and they was
I
doing.
I think the last thing I would
want to
do is reality
doing.
TV like that.
That was a stunt. What they was doing.
This goes back to keep it to yourself, honey. Stop putting shit out there. Cause like that girl that was laundering all that money, honey. If she would have never put that shit on Facebook, she would have still been out of jail right now, honey.
But then you know
all
it,
those
it
coins.
Goes back to the person that
no,
you are. Because if we was in these together and we were doing dirt together, I'm gonna give you your coin because I don't want to get caught up in whatever could happen just in case. You know, just call it out. I'm gonna give you your coin.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you live in high on a hill and all I'm getting is your scrap and you on TV and you doing birthday parties and renting spaces and presidents and you
doing
you split and
the
doing
money,
it big.
When
come
you
on.
Did the dirt
oh,
and
I want my
money.
Coin.
Oh, so, okay, so let's just hypothetically say me, you, and three of us on the phone went in and we did a scheme. We got $100,000. We split it equally, $33,000, $32,000, $33,000, and then you go to jail. You want me to put money in you want me to take care of you, and you got your same equal part that I got?
No, not at all. But if I'm doing it, but if I didn't get my part, and I got caught in the process,
well, yeah.
So that 33
well,
is still
there. She was
getting
her part. She was getting her part. She said, the lady said, I did the crap. I knew what I was doing, you know. I was a fool to think that she was going to look out for me. You should have known that when, baby, you wouldn't get no envelopes in the mail.
Marcus, if the agreement was that if I went down, you would look out for me or you would look out for my family, and then when shit goes down and you don't,
baby,
you don't, then
you
sell don't.
Drugs. Everybody know they better put something to the side because ain't nobody
right.
got to look out for
hey,
you.
Just in
you
case.
Know,
well, you know, if I have to say something, like if we was to do something like that and he was to get locked, you know, I would just take it upon myself to like basically look out for him because like he's taking a rap, especially if he's not snitching.
Well,
you know
no,
what I'm
he
saying?
Didn't necessarily take no rap. He got caught.
You okay?
This ain't the difference between taking a rap.
You know
but
what's so
caught,
sad about that girl situation?
My girlfriends, you know?
But no, I mean, the one thing I do, I have to respect the girls in the business that do the macaroni and cheese. They keep their mouth shut. If they go down, they do the time. And they do the time. They do it quietly. They come home.
I'm gonna tell
I don't.
You
that's
now.
The girl.
I'm gonna tell
that's
you
the
now.
Girl. That's the girl. I don't. I don't. Yeah.
It's not many of those girls that exist. All of that is
no.
And all of that. All of that is just make believe. Every bitch that I went in there told the people something they wanted to hear. They might have pointed a picture out in a picture. The gag is, it's so many discoveries I would love to see because bitches say they got discoveries with girls' name on it. I want y'all to call in and post these discoveries because y'all got them. Y'all already did y'all time. The records have been unsealed. Call that bitch out if she served you, if she did it.
Marcus, that's a Tuesday night show.
Come on, they can't lose double jeopardy.
I'm going to let you know. That the girl that did that interview, I don't think she was trying to do any type of revenge. I think she was just honestly.
Maybe she was trying to get her change.
But she was gonna give change regardless. She got the book out regardless. So that was probably promoting her book also.
If she didn't promote her book, nobody was gonna buy it. Queen's gonna buy the book now. Queen's gonna buy the book. Nobody was going to buy the book. I never heard of the book, but now I'm going to buy it because I want to read.
Maybe.
And
but
nobody wants to hear about her being around that
main
size.
Thing.
She's going
to
be on Wendy Williams. She's going to be on The View. She's
right.
going to be on
no,
The
nobody
want,
Right. Nobody want to hear about her being raped at 5 years old.
But hold on. Listen. Just the main thing. The main thing that hit me that make me want to buy her book now is the simple fact is that she said she was in when she was in prison and she was chained up while she was giving birth.
whatchacallit was out there giving birth without them shackles on her. You hear what I'm saying? And I really, really felt that when she said that. And I think it wasn't so, I think it was so much to, you know, also promote her book, but to also make amends to herself and then make amends to other people that's out, that was outside when she was in prison, and then also to put her, to make her, to show her resentment up against Phaedra, to show her her resentment
up. You did not send me no money, so bitch, I'm going to get money off of your name now. You're banking, now I'm going to be banking.
I think it was a resentment more than revenge.
I'm sorry, I'd have to play Get Back. I'm sorry. If I went to jail and I did I would have to get you back, and it's no shade. You know what I'm saying? And it's at the end of the day.
She's not getting no time either? She's not getting any time?
She's already done her time.
She's already done her.
You got to understand.
May or may not be connected to this crime that Apollo was arrested for. Don't nobody know.
Oh.
You guys got to understand, if you hold a resentment against somebody so long, a resentment is just like peeing on yourself. You're the only one that feel it. And the thing is, at the end of the day, she put her resentment out on the table, and she's making amends to her resentment against Phaedra. And, you know, that's what counts, you know. I mean, it was what counts in life, because when you had that resentment, you hold it so long, it's still going to stress you out, and then you're going to end up peeing on yourself, and you're going to be the only one that feel it. And that's it really makes sense. It really makes sense, because the simple fact is that she's paying it on the vibe interview and everything.
And
but
she
the
got
thing
paid
is,
for that, I'm sure.
Yes. And the thing is that at the end of the day, I don't think it was so much a revenge. It was so much to put the resentment on the table and let everybody know that she's making amends to the resentment. Even though it's not showing from Phaedra.
First off, how is she making amends to Phaedra? This is a shame. Phaedra never got charged with anything. Phaedra got away with murder. Whatever her role is, she got away with it. She never went to jail. She never got caught. So she's not making no amends with Phaedra.
She had a resentment.
Go read the whole book and find out what Phaedra did and go back and charge her. Phaedra was never charged. So they can still get her if they want her for her role.
Well, if the statute of limitation was already made, then there's nothing she can do.
Are you aware that one of President Bush's last things in office was to sign an act where aggravated identity theft has it went up from like 10 years to 25 years for aggravated identity theft for statute of limitation? It's a federal crime now.
It's like
so
a three-inch factor when you...
At this point, they could go back and get her if they want her.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like the three wish factor when you're dealing with that politics. It's like three wish factor before a president gets out of office. They can change rules for years, and you know that. I mean, it still doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter because I used to be in law school, and the thing is, I mean, I just really understand that girl made a. You said, huh?
She was at law school or paralegal school?
Paralegal studies.
Oh,
well, you might as well just call it was law, period.
No.
So I just believe that girl, she had a resentment against Phaedra, and she put it out there, and she made a book about it. Anytime you make a book about it, you can't just put anything in a book. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, you can. You just could be sued for libel.
Yeah. You can be sued for slander and defamation of character, but I don't think this was the case.
What's the defense to libel and slander?
That's just going back on the movie Best Man.
It's the truth. If it's true, it's not slander.
At the end of the day, if I go to jail, if we do some crime together and I go to jail for it and you don't try to give me any type of money, you don't try to help me out when I get out, you don't try to help me re-up, I'm going to tell everything. I'm telling it all. Especially if I give my time and it ain't got nothing to do with me, I'm telling everything.
Girl,
I'm going to
send
him, like,
don't send no packages to Justin's house.
Right. I mean, but see, the thing about it, I don't get me wrong, I've done my dirt in my day, and I've done my thing. But my thing is, I'm a loyal person, and I expect loyalty to the people that I deal with. Now, true enough, there's no honor among thieves, but reality is reality. If you do me wrong, I'm going to burn you. I will get you.
And then
you
gonna get burned back. You gonna get burned back. It's like a cycle going over and over again. Once you have that resentment against that person, and you have that revengeful thoughts against that person, and you make action on them revengeful thoughts, it's gonna come back to you again.
I have a lot of advice for people who get arrested. Don't say nothing. If they got you, they already got you. If you don't say nothing. You know, and guess what? If y'all watch First 48, those bitches that sit in there and just say, I have nothing to say. Do y'all see how many times at the end of the show they be like, charges were filed but later dismissed? looking for that person? Because that person probably know the whole tea. They probably did it or whatever. But they're like, oh, if y'all got me, go ahead and book me. Take me upstairs. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah,
they pay it, bitch, and it'll 9 times out of 10 when that person don't talk at the end of the show, it'd be like the charges were later dismissed on this person. We're still trying to find out information. If anybody have any number, call Crime Stoppers. No, baby, don't say nothing. If they say they got a picture of you in the store doing whatever you was doing, tell them you need to see it first. Well, okay, but you got the picture, that's all you need. But dumb girls get in there and they start ratting. No, it wasn't me. I was just doing it with my girlfriend.
Well, who is the girlfriend?
And that's what they're going to say. Who is the girlfriend? They're going to say that.
And then they start making up names. They'd be like, oh, so you talk about Susie? Like, no, not Susie, John.
They be having psychological investigators, man. Psychic investigators.
I can't deal. I cannot deal with y'all.
Inside bitches are stupid anyways because they don't know.
It's
like 4 they.
O'clock? It's 4
what?
O'clock. It's 2 o'clock.
I'm like, it's 4 o'clock. What?
No, I'm just looking at the top. Nobody
I'm
going to
be like this.
From the chat room.
I'm going to be like this. Where's my lawyer?
No, because they're going to do time anyways, regardless to what they're going to do time. Whether you snitch or you don't, you're going to do
Bishop,
time.
Bishop, I got an inbox. Somebody said, law school, really? What the fuck?
I misconstrued that. I went for paralegal studies. I just had to, I misconstrued it. My fault, my bad, listener. That's why you're listening.
See, you were talking about them inboxes last night. See?
Right, that's what you didn't catch the shade.
I catch the shade. It's just like the karma. But the karma wasn't on me because everybody thought it was me making them. It was some people really inboxing me. And the thing is, it's probably the same person that inboxed me last night.
Let me tell y'all something. Oh, wait, let me go to the room because you hear my thing flying. But all y'all people is trying to use that now. Oh, inbox. Also, I just got this inbox. Y'all better stop being scared to tell or ask what the hell y'all got to ask. Because y'all using that a little too much. Oh, I got this in my inbox right now. I've been on the show too, and ain't nobody never inboxed me, honey. No shame. And I'm posting, and I ain't no fake profile or nothing.
This inboxer says you really don't want them to press 1, though.
Tell them to come through.
Shake the tables. Just like Kelly say, shake the tables. Come through.
Well, call them.
This is the thing. I'm going to be unbothered regardless. So that's the thing.
Well, Jason, did we have anybody press 1 yet? I'm not going to switchboard tonight. That's Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine?
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks
up! I told you had an inboxer.
Yeah, it was not.
So Randy.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Randy.
You try your best, Bishop. That's all we can ask for. You try your best.
I don't try for none of y'all. I just, you know. It's just, you know, conversation.
I
conversation.
Back to that comment that you said. about you being a social climber.
Rodney,
let's get
Rodney
into that real quick.
Okay, okay, Rodney, let it go.
You said hello. What?
No, I was saying hello to Melissa and Marcus and me.
Hi,
Gina.
Honey.
Hey, going on? But yeah, he was not lying. I was definitely inboxing after I heard that. It made me laugh. All right, y'all look.
So, Bishop,
what
you mean you a social climber?
Yeah, I had a question about that.
I consider that is that I look at things. I just look at a lot of things, and I just study them in my mind. I study, like, what goes on in the social media, what goes on World Star, what goes on YouTube. I get my positive and negative thoughts about it in my mind, and I even write them down now. I remember when Dancer told me to start writing things down.
Bishop, we're going to help you flow through your thoughts. Now, do you know what a social climber
is? That's what I was about to say. Do you know what that means?
That his thoughts have
no.
been more coherent. It's been like we can understand what he's saying, you know? Because
no,
a couple years ago, we would be confused.
Just, I'm still not understanding.
Well, I mean, I'm welcome to suggestions. I'm welcome to any constructive
down,
criticism. But I'm not welcome to insults. But constructive criticism, I will take.
You. The question was,
well, I mean, Bishop,
you know,
I mean, last, I think
is.
A couple of seasons ago,
right,
I did
Bishop.
Tell you to write things down so we could understand what you were saying. Because your thoughts sometimes are so random and they're all over the place, it's hard to keep up with. And
very
I can
much.
Tell from this season you are trying to be able to communicate in a better fashion with everybody. And, yeah, it's working a little bit.
Oh.
Baby, it's a lot. In the words of Kelly.
Hello?
Oh, man.
I still want to know, did they know what a social climber was?
So you're
well,
a social climber?
I mean, give me the definition of a social climber, and I'll understand it. But what I'll do is I'll Google the definition of a social climber,
I mean,
and I'll compare it to what I was trying to say. Maybe I said it wrong. I should have probably said... I'm a person that researches stuff that goes on in
your
social media, like World Star.
You're a social media junkie.
I don't consider a social media junkie. I just like to listen to news. I mean, it's more news to me, even if it's positive or negative. You know, I'm not one of the type of people that are turn off the news because I hear some bad things going on. That's just the world.
An example
I'm here
of
regardless.
A social climber, Bishop, would be someone who talks to someone for an advantage, mm-hmm. for perks. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm friends with Kelly because Kelly could get me Ubers or corporate jet rides or something to that effect. Like, I'm using her to move my way up in social status.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Or a social climber could be a girl who does those things to move up in the social, in the hierarchy of the world. So you craft, you do favors for girls, so girls are like you and you move up, not really.
Oh, no, that's not me. That's not me. That's going all the way back to the first season I came on the show. I was doing things for people and trying
Bishop,
to be liked by
what
people.
Bishop,
you only been here for two seasons. So
Well,
because you haven't even been here for a season yet. You were on the show. You were calling. Actually, you started calling right before Round Gag or Wing.
So
that's when you actually started to call around Gag or Wing. So what was you doing and what girls was you doing it for around Gag or Wing?
Well, you got hold on. This is another thing. You got to remember this. Right now, for me, my circumstance of reality, period, I don't get high
no more.
Anymore.
Like I used to normally do. I used to come on here, I don't lie. I used to come on here, confession. I used to come on here, high as all outdoors, high as Cootie Brown.
Oh, we know.
What was your drug of choice, Bishop?
We know,
huh?
Bishop. We know.
What was your drug of choice, Bishop?
I will not say.
Oh.
But it wasn't, listen, if Tiffany listened, it wasn't crack in the, it was not crack in no car. But just say, the lady had my ass, you know.
Honey.
So did you have to get, any type of counseling or anything for it, or you just stopped?
Can you
stop
play an alarm, because you're not hearing me?
We
can
hear
you now, Jasmine.
I'm having a moment. And my moment is making me more dizzier than what I'm going through. I feel like I'm literally high right now.
Oh my lord.
What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I understand this is task, y'all. Oh my god, I'm in so much pain. It needs to go away.
Well, I hope you feel better.
It's not me, is it?
Around 150, honey, my body started going through this big ugh. Oh, yeah, I just don't understand. This shit is so painful.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. I ain't got nothing to do with you. You know when somebody's going through something, they got a headache already, or they're feeling, they're in pain, and then something else is coming, and it's like, bitch, what are y'all doing, interviewing Bishop?
They gave me a hot seat.
Honey. I know Granny is probably turning over in her, blowing Granny high. Hold on a second. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller. Okay, you gone. You hung up. You ain't getting back on. Bitch,
okay.
That was the most painful. Oh my god, that was so painful what just happened to me.
Did you get a Charlie horse?
Hell, Marcus, you wouldn't even understand. This was some crazy shit. Oh my god, that hurted so fucking much. Alright, I'm back. Oh, it's going away now. Oh, bitch. Just imagine you eating something and it literally is just, I can't even explain it. It's just, titanium staples and all this bullshit. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I'm back, though. Shaking it off. Where did we leave off at? I had to put my headphones down and I had to go scream and everything because I was just in so much pain, but where are we at? Y'all, I'm Bishop. Honey, what are y'all talking about?
Bishop, did he go to counseling to stop with the drug of choice that he was using? So, yeah, that's where we stopped.
Well, honestly, that's I'm going to let you know something. Just say it like this.
What drugs you was using?
Just say it like this. Be glad you hearing me right now and unbothered me right now than rather hear the person that came up on here two seasons ago.
Yeah, because you were trying to shoot yourself with BB
Girl. Y'all used to all read and hate on Bishop, but I was one of the people that really, I knew that there was a smart something in there. And yeah, I used to be like, why y'all let him talk? I said, because he has a message, you just don't know how to get it out. And like he said, he admitted to it. A lot of it was the drugs and everything that he was going through. And I was saying this to, Kelly the other day and Jason, that, Bishop has really changed a lot. And,
right.
It's not that Bishop has become a cast member or anything like that. It's just the fact that, like we have always said, if you call in, the show is for you guys. You guys are more than free, feel free to call in and sit with us. Just like, is she still here? Lauren is here, and Joelle.
I'm still
Joelle,
here.
And everybody's here. They can come
right.
And sit with us. All that stuff, Justin and everybody.
The Nicole that called in that y'all was saying y'all hadn't spoken to her, was that Nicola Unabella?
Yeah, that was her.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing?
Nicole's been with us for a while, too.
Right. However, I would like to say this. I didn't just say this last week. And somebody who's been here since day one, I resent J-Rock having his own introduction. And
I do too.
No. I just don't think she should just have one. I don't want one. I just don't think she deserves one. It's no shade. I'm chopping it. And, you know, it is what it is.
I second it.
Why are y'all hating on J-Rock, honey?
He just doesn't deserve it. I'm just telling you the truth. He doesn't deserve it.
Why?
You said why? Jason,
look,
you
look,
intro?
This is a read, and this is a shade. He's not here right now.
He just had surgery.
Bishop, my bad.
Yes, he did have surgery.
Bishop,
I apologize.
Bishop,
he did have surgery.
I can't, Bishop. You gotta stop cutting people off and talking over people. Marcus, what were you trying to say? I asked you. I said, Have you ever had your own intro?
I've had my own intro since we came back last summer.
I don't consider that nasty girl yours.
Wow, that's my
you
intro.
One of them right past me. I'm a nasty girl. I don't really think that's yours.
And that's your opinion, and your opinion, and I respect
that.
You
say it's not his, but what is it?
I just thought that was the Tuesday night cast.
No, that's not the Tuesday night cast.
No, that was his.
Well, no shade, Jason. As a seasoned, here from day one, from a Serve the Kids, whatever it was called, whatever time the show was, you can have one. Jason can't have one. I mean, J-Rock can't have one. It's no shade. You know what is it called? And I am probably the number one advertiser on the show. Don't the advertisers decide what I'm not approving of that.
It's no shade. Thank you for your approval of me having an intro, but I think that as my little brother, as him being here just as long as I've been here, I think that it's only fair that if Tiffany was more consistent and all those other people, I think.
Warning! Free!
Maybe I'll sit in my distinction letter later. I've already said it. I'm not using, you know. I mean,
I have an issue with J-Rock.
And
I'm laughing because I know that secretly, I never got to hear it, but I know secretly probably the same things were said about me in my intro.
Well, I didn't even know that was an intro, no shade, but okay.
Well, you're one person that didn't, but there were many that I'm quite sure inboxed Jasmine or said something to Kel. What does he have an intro for? Who is he that he needs an intro? And stuff, but I have to say this, to do this show, to be a part of the Tez and Chop family, to put up with the things that you have to put up with and the rumors and the stuff and the people trying to dig up and the things that they do and they try to say, if you get an intro, you deserve the intro that you get. And I think that J-Rock has put in the time. J-Rock goes out to balls. People know who J-Rock is. I think it's fair that J-Rock has an introduction.
But it's part of Tuesday and Wednesday night. I mean, come on, Marcus.
Maybe I'm just telling y'all. I'm not changing
he
my
don't,
mind. It's one
time. I know what Marcus is coming to, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to put it on the table. J-Rock doesn't the music drama it's not fitted for him, but I see it fitted for him as him being in the military. That's the only way. But his face and the way
Bishop,
he looks.
I'm sorry, Bishop.
I'm sorry, Bishop.
I'm sorry. Marcus is not saying that song doesn't fit him. Marcus is saying he don't need an intro.
Oh, what I'm saying is he doesn't deserve an intro.
Are you serious?
Let me be clear.
Of course he needs an intro, man. Yeah, I disagree.
Hold on. Well, that's your opinion.
I just don't see that intro for him.
Hold on. Let me preface you with my credentials. I have been here since day one. Before any of you girls, before y'all knew what this was, I was here. Like Beyonce said, I was here. So,
Marcus, not cutting you off, no shade, and I'm just going to shake the table. You were here since day one. Okay, Beyonce, you was here. So do you think that Divine deserves an introduction? Did Divine put in enough work that she should have had an introduction?
Oh. At that time, hold on, what happened was, well, she only got one after she came out of the federal penitentiary. So, I mean, it was kind of a key and an intro at the same time. It was befitting at the time.
I'm going to hurt Marcus for knowing the real key.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. On another note, I want to say for everybody who's listening, everybody who's in New York, today at 4 p.m., they're going to have a protest in One Police Plaza for Eastland, the transgender that was beaten in Harlem. So all y'all girls go out there, protest, honey. If not, honey, they just going to keep letting us die like that, honey, and not investigate nothing. So. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, you know what? The intro thing. I'm gonna just say it like this. Have y'all
what
ever
you
thought
want
about
one now? You social climber. I'm just saying, Bishop. You know I love you.
It's okay. It's okay. Have y'all ever thought about having like? On Trash Talk Tuesdays, just an opinion, ever thought about having on Trash Talk Tuesdays shade intros? Like, say if I came on, one of the people that's doing the message on board puts a shade intro, like, what you think of me? Like, the intro you think of me, what do you think of me when you hear me on the radio show? Like, you know, as fab as Kelly is, her intro fits her. But if intros that fit people, but it's shade involved in it. Like if for J Rock, I would say it's raining femme queen. You hear me?
Who is okay? Hold on a second. Who is playing the crickets over
here? They took that from me. They took that from me because I did it to Naima. Matter of fact, I would put Naima intro as if it was a shade intro as a Bigfoot. As Bigfoot, oh, like, oh my God, it's Bigfoot, and then she just come on.
Oh my God!
Now you know who the classic one was. Not to change what y'all talking about, but playing all these sound effects, and I know that people don't want people. Well, I'm just gonna say it, Charlie. Girl, sound effects was classic when Miss Nicole used to be a part of the show. And the thing used to go flush the toilet as people were talking. And nobody would really catch that this bitch was actually literally flushing the toilet as that person was talking because she did not see it. So all y'all with y'all crickets and playing music and watching TV in the background, that's cute. That's cute for y'all little new generation. But honey, Miss Nicole was classic for the shit she used to say.
That's classic, yeah, that is.
So I have a question. Is this American Horror Story little trailer on YouTube, is this real or did somebody make this themselves?
Which one?
It says American Horror Story Circus Season 4 of
2014.
Yeah, that's funny.
But I was amazed with tonight. They didn't have any type of trailer or anything like that. They just, that was it.
Yeah, they always do that.
Oh. Hey, give me an American Horror Story shirt or something.
I don't know, right. I was trying to Google it to see. I mean, he has to know what it's already
about. Oh, no, they
about.
Do. They do have a real trailer.
They have a real trailer?
Yeah, it's called
American
Horror Story Circus.
Well, how do you know it's real? I mean, it would only be real if it was posted by, like,
it says October 2014 on FX.
Well, that's, I could type that. I could create something and put that on there on YouTube, too. I mean, did you see who posted it? It was like Nando somebody. You have to,
yeah, if it's not,
man,
if it's
when
not
you're
posted
pretty,
by, yeah, if it's not posted by, you know, the actual, you know, like The Walking Dead, you know, you'll see AMC posted or FX or something like that. You don't look at, you know, fan-made ones.
Right.
No, that's their, that's like their kind of fantasy of what's going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, you go on there, honey, they'll tell you a new Wonder Woman movie's coming out.
Yeah,
and you'll see the trailer for that.
And I was like, this is going to be the shit. Then come find out it was fake as hell.
Oh my God! Who is this with that face, with his face all beat up, talking about he passing things on to girls?
You said what?
Rodney?
Yeah.
You're on.
What happened? That first one?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was
first one.
We'll be back on hold. I ain't got nothing to say.
Well, Rodney, you didn't want to give your shameless plug for people to vote for you.
No, because they should do it because they already know.
Yes.
Vote for Rodney Prodigy, Overall Father, Jet Setter, Executive. I'm nominated. What else? I don't know. I think that's it.
Best Leader.
Yeah, I got a few nominations. So please utilize your ability to vote and go to the polls. Go on the computer, go on your laptop, go on your tablet, go on your phone, go to
your
trade phone, and vote
speak to it at work
on the House of Prodigy. A vote for us is a vote for fairness.
So give it. MFA speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can call Naima's name any other time that she's on here. Naima Ebony, please come on the line.
She must be laid up.
No, she ain't laid up.
She's
not about to get her.
Ain't no snow on the ground, so what's she laid up for?
She's praying to
God.
Yeah,
you mean there ain't no big footprints on the ground?
Hold on.
Naima Ebony. Go ahead.
So I have a question. So I'm reading something here, and it said that American Horror Story opening credits may have revealed new Supreme prior to tonight's finale. So what about, was Jessica Lange's character, Cousins, opening credits may have revealed Jessica Lange's character, successor, from the very beginning. Scroll to see video. Well, what happened?
Where are you looking at that at, Marcus?
I'm looking at something on Who Will It Be? Hold on. I don't know how to, I'm on my tablet. I'm going to post the link in the group. Hold on. How do I get this to go? I'm still learning this tablet.
Well, hold on. You know what, you guys? Don't you know when you really want to find out just a little bit of tea about what's going to happen on some type of show or some type of network or series, and you got to wait until, like, the next season to do it, but you find out, and you be like, oh, damn, man, why I want to find out? It's like it's this mind thing that goes on, which is like, dang, I know now, you know, it's like, you know, yeah. But the thing is, it's like you really don't want to know, but you want to know. It's like a thriller. It's like you're dying to know what's going to happen, but you don't want to know. That's what they're giving. I think that's what they're really, really giving. They're giving you hints.
To everyone who likes political shows, I recommend that you watch House of Cards. Season 2 starts on Netflix on February 14th. I'll be spending a lot of time.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've been looking at it. I keep saying I'm going to watch it on Netflix. Is it really good?
I watched all 13 episodes in one weekend. It is very good. 13 hours.
Well, maybe that's what I'll do this weekend. I'll watch that because people keep talking about House of Cards.
It was really good. Season 1
was
great.
And the second season is starting?
It starts on February 4th. Well, they're going to post all 13 episodes on February 14th, so that's what I'll spend my Valentine's Day doing, watching it, all 13 episodes.
Season two.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop, last week that you was talking about that WWE, sign up for it now if you like wrestling.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's gonna be launched in February.
But that's only for the internet. It's not like, cause I already checked with my cable provider, which is stupid that he's not doing it on cable. But he's not doing it on cable. It's only like on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm about to tell you though. In the near future, it will be a channel on the cable networks. I'm gonna let you know why. This is the thing. What they're trying to get is, and this it's much convenient not to, you know, pay that $60 on your cable bill, have it on your cable bill. But what they're also trying to, you know, get to is that they sick and tired of, you know, people after they go, after, you know, they sick and tired of people streaming it. They sick and tired of people making money off their product. And people stream it. Yes, you can. I've known to go on the internet and go to the stream thing and stream WrestleMania. I've known to go on there and stream WrestleMania for free. And, you know, it's really illegal to stream it. And then also people sell it that really get illegal with it. They sell it. But they put it on YouTube and people can see it for free, like 2 hours after it came on. And people already know what went on. People don't want to pay for enough. It's like a bootleg copy. You get the bootleg copy. And that's another reason why they did this network. You're only paying $9.99 a month. So you don't have to go ahead on and basically, you know, look at it on YouTube no more. It's there for you live.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, because they
this
won't
is
utilize
Mark.
The... Go ahead.
What is that? What is it? You going to be wrestling or something again?
Hey, hold on. Melissa.
I can't stand you.
Melissa.
Yeah, baby.
You married?
Yeah.
But if you wasn't married, boo, as beautiful as you are, I wouldn't mind wrestling with you.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
I like that warning. I love
that
warning.
Freak alert?
Yeah.
I have a question, though. So, American Horror Story is off. What is... coming out next that everybody's going to be trying to watch, or what do you guys think is going to be kind of hot to try to catch on to or gravitate toward, other than Scandal, because of course people are going to watch Scandal, you know.
I'm definitely a big fan of Walking Dead, so that'll be back on really soon. That's
February
9th.
It comes back February 9th?
I believe so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the show or Showtime that's coming on. What is it? Well, I was talking about it last week. It's kind of like a horror show, a horror series.
Oh, you want Penny Dreadful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Gay show coming on HBO too. Has it
I think
started?
It's on already.
I think it's called. I've seen like 2 episodes of that show, Looking, but I don't. But
yeah,
it's
Looking.
About. Yeah, Looking, but I mean, the episode I saw was all right, but I that's gonna be like something I watch if nothing else is on.
Y'all gonna make my cable go up any time.
Well, I know that I'm definitely watching, Walking Dead. I'll definitely be getting into what else? I know y'all don't like the Americans, but nobody really talked about the Americans, but that's really good. What else is coming on this?
Have y'all been getting into the HBO show about the lady that used to play on Roseanne, and she's in the old, she works at the old folks home, the old folks hospital?
What's the name of that?
Is this a reality show?
No, it's like what did you say? I don't know. It's kind of funny, but then it's, and then what's the black lady name? Niecy Nash, she's in it too.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen a couple clips of it. I haven't seen the whole show.
It's funny in a dry way.
Is that the Wanda Sykes show, the new Wanda Sykes show?
No.
I think that's funny. It kind of gives Dave Chappelle.
I want to send my condolences to Kelly. Rest in peace to your granddad. I just seen your little comments and stuff. Like, that's why you ain't on here today, probably.
Oh, yes, hey. Kelly, sorry for your loss.
I'm so sorry
for your loss, Kelly,
honey.
Melissa's too much. I can't with her.
I love you too, my bae.
She's really too much.
Ma, when you going to cook me some food? Some of that good food
honey,
you be posting up.
When
I didn't say you don't love her.
It's late.
She's starting to talk shit over there because Alex is bothering her. She's telling him, fuck you. Sava, be quiet. Alex said when you're inviting him over.
Child. Next year.
She said next year, babe.
Well, I guess I need to give my shameless plug again. Ladies and gentlemen, the People's Choice is next weekend in North Carolina. The first hotel is sold out. We have an overflow hotel out for the girls who want to stay. The ballots close on Friday at midnight. Make sure you're all ready. We're ready to have a really good time. So come out to North Carolina and come in peace or leave in shackles.
Leave it shackled.
So you got off duty police officers working there as your security guard.
I don't have off duty. I have on duty. Police.
On duty, baby.
Marcus said no game.
So no smoking, honey. No trying to bump it up in there. None of that tuna stuff. None of that white girl. None of that stuff.
If you bump it up, you better bump it up very carefully.
Bump it up when you know the car before you come in.
You better get a bump ring.
Come in,
or
leave in shack.
Yeah.
And I mean, it ain't cheap to come down off a high locked up.
Okay.
Well, you
it's so crazy though,
because this town
the girls
is so
have
small.
Like no respect. I'm trying to hide.
I'm sorry. This town is so small. They only have court 2 times a week. So you really don't want to get locked up. You really
get
don't want to get locked up.
Get your news.
You really
baby.
Don't want to get locked up on a Saturday because you might not go to court. You better hope you make court on Tuesday. If not, it's court on Thursday at the library.
Oh.
At the library. That's where they have court.
What?
The fuck you having this ball at Mayburn? No, it's just right outside of Maryburg.
Might take the trip down there.
Yes, come on down. They're more than welcome. I'm going to encourage y'all to drive the speed limit. They're trying to get every dollar out y'all that they can.
Honey, I know about that. So they caught me over there driving fast.
Is this near Charlotte?
Yeah, it's basically Charlotte, but it's not in Charlotte. Charlotte is Mecklenburg County. You're going to be 2 minutes over Mecklenburg County in Union County.
I had to call my good girlfriend, Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Who's this on the phone?
Lauren.
Oh, hi, Lauren. Oh,
hi.
Yeah, come on out. Yeah, Donovan, just RSVP'd. He'll be there, I guess. He said he was, you know what, I'll be mad at people that be clicking RSVP and they know goddamn well they're not going nowhere.
Right.
Lauren, where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from?
I live in D.C., but I know Donovan from St. Louis, Chicago area.
Oh, okay, yeah, St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweetie Pies, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you extend an invitation to Tom Marcus? He's more than I told you everybody was welcome. Didn't I? Jason, are you trying it? Not at all.
There'll be no drinks on the tables again this year. I'll have to take that read. But you could definitely go to the bar and buy water, juice. I'll even have Red Bull for those people that like Red Bull.
Who was that was trying to read your venue on that comment, honey?
You know, I don't even know. She saw
that venue is huge, honey. They just see it at the gym. They don't know what's going to come of it. You know, like.
Yes, is that a real profile?
Of course not.
Was that a,
but the shade was, I felt so bad when she said she was from New York City. I just stopped. I was just like, I'm not going to read her. She used to go in the basements and shit.
Are you saying that all the events in New York are given in basements?
Ooh. Most of them.
That awkward moment when you don't have to say it because it's already understood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, you know what, I'm not going to say all balls there are held in the basement. Just 90% of them.
Can I ask something? Now, if let's say, for instance, I wanted to throw a ball, would it be like, you know, let's say if I have like thousands of dollars of cash prizes and stuff, you know, I really don't care about the outcome and the show up. I'm just saying, like, would you think it'd be fierce? Like, let's say if I have just like all the judges be people who really don't know about ballroom scene?
Well,
not like people that's really known.
Like just a straight panel or something like that?
Yeah, like a straight panel. Like, let's say, for instance, like, you know, I remember once I had, like, my mom in my house when we had, like, a house meeting. And it was my mother and my sister and them there, you know, and we was keying. And, like, Pony, like, had them all sitting there judging, like, while we was sitting there, like, walking back and forth, doing our category and, you know, like, voguing against each other or whatever the case may be. You know, like, I say, like, I know, like, my mom, like, she sees, like, people see certain things, like, they know what looks good and what don't look good. Like, it's not a lot of people that's in the ballroom scene that looks
good. Listen, we talked about this already, girl.
I know, but I'm just saying, like.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
So you want to get their opinion? So basically she's saying if she was to give a ball and have a judge just pick. Somebody's
answering.
And she,
oh, what's that?
My dinner. She's saying if she gave a ball and she had basically a straight panel or a panel of people that were aware of the ball, ballroom scene or aware of categories, would it be, you know, successful? So I told her no. And I told her the reason why is because the way these queens are these days, they feel that nobody can critique them. And nobody's going to understand them, so they wouldn't want to be a part of it.
But you also don't have to tell them who's judging. They get them there and gag them.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I would have, like, let's say if I had people like Shamika, like, you know, she looks at the ballroom, she studies the ballroom, she knows what's going on. You know, like, there's people that's not really in the ballroom scene, but they know what's going on in the ballroom scene. You know, it's just like, because I feel sometimes the judges be shady. Like, they do give it to their girlfriends a lot of the time.
The judges are like, shady, but you're going to have people, like, people that have status names, people that are legendary, that are going to sit here and say, well, who are you to judge me?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about this category. You don't know. No matter what you say,
well,
you
I'm that bitch that's giving you that money.
Say,
but
that's
mean,
not what they are going to. They're not going to agree to that.
Well, let the judges
think,
have a quick meeting and give a rundown of what to expect.
I mean, if you're going to throw by, I would expect that your judges panel will be advise or knowledgeable somewhat of the category, have some working knowledge,
honey,
of it.
I can tell you this. I'm the queen of $5,000 categories. Even when it comes to these grand prize categories, and let's say it's runway or so, the the people that are walking don't feel comfortable if there's not a legend or icon or someone who knows runway or is known for runway on the fucking panel. Like, you could be legendary for performance, but don't know shit about runway, and then they're going to say, well, child, she don't even know about runway. She's legendary for performance. She can't judge me. So imagine
it's
somebody
no shade. I see what you're saying, Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. I've been through that for years.
If I got on that runway and somebody shot me and I didn't know who they were, I would be over it and I would be reading.
Mad. And then also it'll be like they don't have no house. They want to have house affiliation when they walk a category. No, well, somebody from my house has to represent. You know, it's not. They don't want to go to the ball. They want to ban the ball. The house ain't coming to the ball because nobody is on the panel from their house. Or a legend or an icon is not on the panel from their house. So, oh, we're not coming. Oh, what do you mean? Who's judging? The first thing they say, Mark, is with the legendary statement, who's judging from our house?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to make a move. I mean, if you're going to make a move, I'm going to put myself out there for that coin. I'm going to get my faith together to come walk. I am not getting on that floor if somebody, I mean,
This is my question, Justin, because I always try to do this. I never look at the house. I look at the respect of the person. A lot of times, okay, perfect example, like best dressed at my ball is $1,000. Well, a lot of people might be legends and icons of the ballroom scene, but they don't know shit about fashion. So a lot of fashion girls will take it very personal that a bitch chops them when they know nothing about fashion. They can't tell you what a label is and, you know, what current season. They don't know that, you know, you don't wear certain things at certain times of the year. So they feel as though it's different. So that's why qualified judges to me don't necessarily have to be a legend, just somebody who's very knowledgeable in that area. That's why picking an order of categories is very important, so you can kind of group certain categories together. Have you noticed that even at balls, like most people start off their balls real slow, virgin, you know, the thing they don't care about because they first set a panel is usually the panel that they don't really want up there. That's just the fillers in, the people that you just kind of got to put up there.
So I got to see your first set of panels, honey.
Well, it's a little different this time the $1,000 best dress is in the first segment.
Okay.
But, you know, that if you go to a ball, a lot of times you end up with people that you did not want up there because usually if the ball's starting relatively on time, these are the girls that's there.
Usually.
But I think you should, you should pick judges that you feel confident in and one that's going to respect you because I've noticed this too. A lot of times you have people prepare and research for categories, but the judges didn't prepare and research, so they don't know what they're talking about. They're going off the top of their head. And we told the girls tonight to bring, a reincarnation of the Seven Wonders from Coven tonight, and the girls, you just going by what you remember. You just remember the girl setting stuff on fire and disappearing and all kind of foolishness. And a bitch might have not seen nothing, but they only go by what they saw on Facebook and got one chop, and that's it. No, bitch, I think those judges should have to prepare just as much as the contestants, if not more.
You're right.
So judging should be taken very seriously.
So do you give, like, your judges, like, a list of things, like the category, and you break it down to them?
Right. You know, when I have a judge, I'll usually talk to them. I'll send them a long email saying, these are my rules. If you agree to the rules, tell me, I'll agree to you judging. And I want you to study all the categories because you don't know what you're judging. You don't know which area you're judging in. It's all up to choice and chance. Unless, it's a specified category. Like, when Jasmine does $5,000, I'm pretty sure she pretty much knows who she wants up there for that particular category because it's a special, unique category. Some of them people pay it anyway. They get there and they do what they want to do.
But, Melissa, I guess what you could possibly do is you don't do a whole panel like that. Do one or two people, just to be able to, I guess – yeah, I wouldn't have a large number of judges, you know, a small number and, yeah, mm-hmm. leave it like that, one or two people, and just that's it. You know?
I really wish.
Yeah, because
I
see these people, they sit next down to somebody, and they just look over to see who they're going for. And when they go for them, they look at them and, okay, you know. And it's only a handful of people that I've done seen in ballroom, like, that would chop their own child if their child came out there looking fierce or something. You know what I'm saying? Or chop their own house member and be like, it was a chop.
There are some people, like, I wish I could have a ball with, like, old school parishes burning people that don't necessarily have a dog in the fight no more. That's what I actually like to see. Like, when they have House with the Most Trophies, I would like to see, like, a Junior LaBeija up there and, you know, a house that really not going to compete for the 5,000 or the 10,000, and they judge all night. Because when you up there, have you ever noticed people keeping tally when it's House with the Most Trophies?
Mm-hmm.
And then they up there judging based on who in the lead? Well,
and these judges jumping up and down. It needs to be like a lot of rules change. Like, you jumping up and down for this bitch while you sitting here judging. Like, that's crazy. Like, how you jumping up and down? Like, yes, work, bitch, work. And you sitting here judging. What's that going to do for the other judges? Like, okay, let's vote for her. Like, this is who she's jumping up for, living for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy.
Really quickly, what's the tea with Justin Bieber getting deported back to Canada?
Because he got arrested for driving under the influence and, mm-hmm. I think, narcotics.
No, drinking.
He was drag racing with his dad, I don't know. It's kind of weird. He was drag racing.
His dad
allowed him to do it. He got arrested. He was high as Cooter Brown. He was just high as hell.
Send his ass back, honey. He needs to go back.
I just think that it's sad to see somebody. I mean, I really didn't care about Justin Bieber in the first place, but, you know, he was doing his thing to see somebody, just see people spiraling out of control like that. But then the bad part about it, his family is supporting him and all of that.
You know what? He's the new Macaulay Culkin.
Hmm.
Mm.
Oh. Macaulay is gay.
Macaulay is a he on the Tina.
Mm. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's levels to this, just like Candy Crush.
So what do you use to use?
Tell you,
so
it's levels.
So what do you use to use, Bishop? Bishop, why you keep avoiding my
husband? On that note, we need to say goodnight because we're about to get shut off. So I'm gonna start from the bottom. And work my way to the top, honey. Who is that? Oh, I don't even remember. Who is this? Who's 410-500?
That's me.
Oh, duh. I'm sorry. No, you stay right there. All right, Melissa, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Smooches.
Michi, girl, you've been quiet for a minute. Say goodnight.
What the hell are you over there doing?
That bitch. Michi, say goodnight, child.
Well, bitch, what I want what you had. He practicing them horrible ass chants for next week.
All right, I'm going to say goodnight for him. Lauren, thank you for sitting with us. Say goodnight.
It was fun. Thank you, guys. I'll be back again. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Night. Thank
you. Night. Bishop, say goodnight.
Night, night. Sleep like Sleeping Beauty and dream like Snow White.
Oh, Lord.
Joelle, say goodnight.
Have a good night and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Joelle. Marcus, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Marcus, for staying with us all night. I feel so pleasure. I'm so privileged. Justin, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Stay warm.
Thank you, Justin. Jason.
Good night, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a safe weekend. Hope your team wins if you're rooting for the Super Bowl. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Thank you, Jason. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show. We will be back next week Tune in on Monday for my sister, the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi, and the iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, as they recap this weekend's events and so forth and so on. Jason and the trash-talking cast members will be there, or whatever you want to call them, will be on the air on Tuesday. Maybe London will make a special appearance or not, I'm not sure. And we will be back next Wednesday for the State of Emergency show and a whole new topic. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have fun. And thank you guys for tuning in. And we will see you soon. Bye-bye.